1160 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Markets rattled here and overseas.
No reason to panic, but a reason to think.
Space program, shocker.
Astronauts too drunk to fly.
Real-life pursuit involving Hollywood star.
Oh, my God, sir, they're following us. We need help.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Yesterday's breathtaking Wall Street sell-off triggered losses overseas, and this morning S&P futures are pointing to another lower opening in New York. They're down now about 11 points. Overnight stocks took hits in Japan and other Asian markets, but European markets recovered after early losses. Here at home, concern.
These aren't all brand new worries, but you know they were all sort of accentuated by some clear evidence that some of our fears are coming true.
Fears about the slumping housing industry, says market analyst Art Hogan. Interest rates and higher oil prices in the mix, too. CBS's Kelly Wallace is on Wall Street this morning.
Wall Street watchers say what happens today and over the next few weeks will signal whether yesterday's sudden point drop-off is a minor correction or a sign of big problems ahead for the markets and the economy.
The Dow lost 311 points yesterday. At one point, it was down more than 400 points. Turbulence for NASA. First, allegations that on at least two occasions, astronauts were dangerously drunk. Here's CBS's Peter King.
The accusations are stunning.
This floors me as much as the Lisa Nowak thing, almost.
Former shuttle commander Rick Searfoss, after reports that two astronauts were okayed to fly their missions, despite warnings that they were drunk.
I can tell you what I would do if I was commander. I would, in no uncertain terms, call the highest person at NASA and said, I want this person off the mission.
He says if that didn't work, he would have gone public. The accusations are said to be part of a NASA report commissioned on astronaut health and screening to be released this afternoon. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And a case of sabotage, too. NASA Administrator Bill Gerstenmaier says a person who worked for a subcontractor allegedly cut wires inside a computer that's due to be delivered to the space station in a few weeks.
The subcontractor told us about it as soon as they found it, and we went and checked the flight unit, and it had the same kind of damage inside. And we will fix it and didn't go fly the unit. It's a device that we use to take data off of some sensors out on the truss.
He says even if the damage wasn't caught, it wouldn't have been a danger to astronauts or spacecraft. A deadly setback for a private aerospace company that's been working on a spacecraft for space tourists. Three workers were killed, three others hurt critically in an explosion at a Mojave Desert airport.
We were doing a test that we believed was completely safe, which is why we don't remove the people from it like we do on a rocket test. We had done a lot of those tests. We don't know why it exploded. We just don't know.
Bert Rutan of Scaled Composites, the company that sent the first private manned rocket into space, he says it was a test involving the flow of nitrous oxide through an injector for engine components. Working late into the night, the Senate's approved a batch of security measures recommended by the 9/11 Commission. It would shift more money to high-risk states and cities and toughen screening of air and sea cargo. The bill could clear the House later today. Overseas, the widow of the man who led the 2005 London transit bombings is speaking out. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Steve, wearing a full veil to protect her identity, Hasina Patel condemned the July 7 attacks, which her husband, Mohammad Sadiq Khan, masterminded.
I completely condemn what happened.
She knew something was wrong weeks before.
Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he's, like, depressed. He's always out with his friends.
Patel was miscarrying their second child when the bombs went off.
The midwife, she told me this, they'd lost the baby. Went back to my own house and I put the TV on and I saw it was just all over the news.
Now the woman who lost her baby and her husband on the same day says she lives for her remaining daughter, knowing she'll always be branded the bomber's wife. Steve.
A man accused of supporting last month's failed bomb attacks in London and Glasgow has been released from custody in Australia. The prosecutor there admits the arrest of the 27-year-old Indian doctor was a mistake.
I'm disappointed that it's happened, and as I say, I will first thing next week try and obtain a better understanding of how it came about.
Turns out the doctor had given a phone card to a distant cousin who's charged in the British case. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Three police officers hurt last night after a gun went off during a scuffle with a man armed with a .357 Magnum during a routine DUI traffic stop.
The suspect immediately produced a gun, pointed it in the Denver officer's face, who grabbed the gun and started wrestling with the suspect.
Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman says the armed suspect wound up being shot in the head. He died early today. An Arapahoe County Sheriff's Lieutenant was shot in the wrist. A CHP, a CSP officer was shot in the foot. A Denver police officer got a broken nose. Former Quest Communications boss Joe Nocio returns to Denver federal court today to face the music. He'll be sentenced on 19 counts of illegal stock sales. He was convicted in April on 19 counts of insider trading. A federal jury concluded he sold $52 million worth of stock when he knew the company was facing serious financial risk, but didn't tell investors. And TB patient Andrew Speaker is back home in Atlanta after successful treatment at National Jewish Hospital in Denver. 31-year-old Atlanta attorney's case attracted worldwide attention after federal officials said he may have risked infecting others on his worldwide travels. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. So far, so good around the metro area. Running clear on the highway of any wrecks or problems, but we do have one at Colfax and Monaco. 10th and Federal back open from that overnight police shooting, so no delays through there. And just remember, we have a lane shift on Pena Boulevard between Gun Club and Jackson Gap if you're headed out to DIA. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day and evening. Flash flood watch is...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Listen, this, well, we got so much. Hey, by the way, happy Friday, John.
Happy Friday. Can't wait for the weekend.
Man. This week went by so quick. I was able to spend yesterday with you guys, and then of course today I'll be here until 10 o'clock, sitting in for Jay, for the great Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday. So you get a full dose of Jay starting Monday morning. But I'll be with you the rest of the day. Also joining us today, as always, every Friday, will be Christy Harvey, who will bring us, kind of do a week roundup. And what a week it was, man. In politics. And I thought it was going to be a slow week because it is the week before Congress goes out to recess. So usually they start winding down, and it just got really hot and heavy this week. And I'm surprised, honestly, although I know they never miss their August recess, because, and the big reason for that is because it's so horrible in D.C. during August, no matter what they tell you. That's the real reason they get out of D.C. But I thought, God, if there was ever a time to break that tradition, it would have been now, because they've got so much on the table. But the good thing about it is that they'll have to check in with you if you go knocking on their door, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. And then also, we're going to have on Carolyn Bruninski? Beninski. Okay, thank you. Who is, of course, a local peace activist over in Boulder. And she's on her way to court this morning because she was arrested. I'm sure you've heard about this, for participating in a sit-in in Congressman Mark Udall's office on March 8th. So she'll be visiting with us today. I'm going to ask her, you know, how she does she regret what she did, you know, and why, and is Mark Udall in a position, you know, to have the feds, you know, drop these charges, which were incurred while she was involved in a peaceful protest. And then we've got all, you know, Tom Tagney is going to tell us about, you know, what's going on at the movies, and I cannot wait to hear what he thinks about the Simpsons movie, because I will be there tonight, and I want to be prepared. I want to know if I'm going to be disappointed or whether I'm, you know, because I've really been looking forward to this movie. I can't. I was telling that to my sister last night. I was saying, God, I am so much. My big event this week is going to be going to the Simpsons movie, and she hates The Simpsons, and I shouldn't even have said that. It just kind of slipped out in conversation, you know, and she just, you know, she thinks it's completely ridiculous.
How can you hate The Simpsons? I think it's the greatest show of all time.
She does. I mean, how long has The Simpsons been on? I think I missed the first year.
I think they're like 14th or 15th season, something like that.
She's been more than that. She's been bagging on me for 12 years or something about this. She says, I don't know how you could watch that, blah, 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 you know. And she once again, she thinks I'm completely immature.
Homer, I think, is the greatest television character ever.
I agree. And you know what? I'll tell you something. Now, maybe I should save this for Tom Tagney. But John, don't you think like he's like, even though he's stupid, you know, and all of that, but he has a, I hate to over-intellectualize this because it's one of my few pleasures in life, but don't you think he's like really kind of has a lot of integrity, even though he's stupid?
Yeah, he means well. He's just really dumb.
Right, but he means really well. I mean, you know, he really cares for his family, and he's just a little, you know, dumb. What can you say? But I love that show. So hopefully the movie won't disappoint. I went out yesterday, and I bought some of the pens. Have you seen the pens? I should have brought one in today. I got a Homer Simpson pen and a Bart pen, and when you click them, the pen doesn't come out when you click the top. What happens is a sound comes out.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I didn't bring it this morning.
Oh, man, error.
So it's, I got the Homer one, and it's got Homer saying like five or six things, and then I got the Bart Simpson one. Yeah.
Do you have a Quickie Mart out there in L.A.?
We have a Quickie Mart in Burbank, and so I haven't been able to go to it, but, you know, but all the 7-Elevens are, you know, have toys and stuff in them right now.
Right. We have one down on 3rd and Broadway, and I went there last week and spent about $25 on Simpsons paraphernalia.
Well, right now over here, and I almost had one this morning, but I stopped myself. They have the pink donuts.
Pink donuts? What,
yeah,
about
with
a Buzz
the, with
Cola?
The sprinkles. Hey, I could have had a Buzz Cola. That's right. Because I hear
I bought a six pack of Buzz Cola and a box of Krusty O's cereal.
Here, I'm in good company, John.
That's right.
That is great. We also got to check in with the drunk astronauts. So, I didn't know you could drink up there, so I may reconsider my career choice. If they had told me that when I was in school, I think I would have gone in a different direction. But apparently you could be drunk and still get, you know, still fly a, you know, fly a rocket. So we'll talk about that. That actually, that story was on the wire yesterday, and but this morning it just exploded. You know, everybody is like way into this story. I had it on the list of things to talk about, but we had so many good callers yesterday. And the conversation, I thought, you know, I was enjoying it. I don't know if you were, but I certainly was. We had some really good callers. Even a couple of them that were kind of pissed off at me. We're still fun to talk to. So I didn't get to a lot of stories yesterday, but that was on the list. This morning it had exploded. So if I had talked about it yesterday, today I would have been like a prophet. You guys would, oh yeah, you know. But apparently everybody today is concerned that sometimes astronauts go into outer space drunk, and we're going to talk about. So we got a lot going on. One of the things. Oh, I guess we should take a break though. Probably about now, John. Why don't we do that? And why don't we? My name is Mario Solis Maric.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Around the metro area, not a lot to worry about with the exception of a wreck on Colfax just west of Monaco off the highway. A little lighter conditions as usual for a Friday, although we're starting to see traffic filling in nicely. Southbound 25 between 104th and 84th and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, you can expect a mostly cloudy day with scattered showers and a flash flood watch in effect. We're going to get only a high of 79 today. Currently it's partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Find your perfect rental home fast on Rentals.com. With more than 45,000 rental home listings, finding exactly what you're looking for is easy. Find what you're looking for. Find it on Rentals.com today.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card, plus an extra 10% off new appliances of $397 or more. You'll find opportunities and savings around every corner, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show at 6:21 in the morning. And by the way, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or text me at am760.net, am760.net. And apparently, according to a recent, by the way, I'm going to get the text thing on my regular show. I really like this. Even though yesterday I didn't get a chance to read your texts, I'm going to try to get to yesterday's today and then some of today's today because they're really, I like the format. And I'm going to start doing that myself. Apparently, according to today's Denver Post, a lot of you in Denver are addicted to your emails. So that's, you know, it and I think not only in Denver, according to the survey, but just in general throughout Colorado, like 65%. Yeah, I guess this is a Denver figure. 65% of people surveyed in Denver will check their work email over the weekend. And they're saying that this is becoming, you know, yet another addiction in our growing options of things to be addicted to is email and especially Blackberries. You know, in Washington D.C., they call Blackberries crackberries. Because you see people that are constant. You could be having a conversation with someone, and it's very frustrating. Even though I guess under this survey, if I had answered these questions, I would probably be considered an email addict. John, how many times do you check your email a day?
Seems like about a billion.
And then
I'm addicted to putting out my email.
You're addicted to what?
Cleaning it out because I probably get about 150 to 250 emails a day, and it just seems like I'm constantly trying to clean out the spam, you know, and all the other nonsense and keep all the important stuff, and it's impossible, man.
Are you? Do you think that's just, in our case, an occupational hazard? Maybe we wouldn't really be the norm?
In other words, are
you addicted? Let me ask you, do you think you're addicted?
Work in the media, I mean, every public relations person out in America has my email address. Right. So, I don't mind. I don't mind mulling through them, but, man, it takes me all day long. It seems like I'm looking at my email from 5 o'clock in the morning till about 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's how I am too. But I'm wondering if that's just because of the type of work we do, and if we would qualify as being addicted. I mean, for instance, on your day off, do you feel like, oh my God, I got to check my email? Or if you're just bored, do you go and check your email?
No, I'll check it. You know, usually on the weekends, I'll leave it alone. I'll check it Sunday night.
Oh, see, then you're not addicted. Go to bed. According to this survey, you are not addicted. You're 65% of your fellow folks in Denver just have got to check their email at least 5 times a day on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so I don't do that.
They just got to do it. And, while they're doing that,
I am not an email addict, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're just a hard worker. Your work is, you know, you need your email for work, basically, more than the average person. But apparently, a lot of people, and I think I'm almost going to qualify. It's hard to tell with me if I would qualify as an addict on this. I have to check my email over the weekend because, you know, I do the radio shows. I have a business. I kind of got to keep in touch, you know, with what's going on. But I'm wondering if you think you're addicted, or if you have a friend that's addicted, to your emails. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. We got a call on the line right now. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. You're on with Mario. Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Mario?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, let me give you a little thing on your email, okay?
Okay.
I'm a limousine driver, and I was driving the president of Kerr McGee for a meeting here in Denver. He flew in on his corporate jet. I picked him up at 7 o'clock in the morning, took him to a meeting, and took him back at 1 o'clock to his airplane, the corporate jet.
Okay.
He opened up his laptop. He says, oh, my God, I got 409 emails.
Oof.
Okay, so that just gives you, and here's the president of Kerr McGee. That was a year ago. So, what I wanted to talk, I'm wondering
how you sift through that, you know, because some of it is like porn spam.
That's what he said. it would take him all the way till he got back to Kansas to get through 409 emails, and this is the president of a corporation. So you can imagine how it ties people up.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, I was going to call you. I know yesterday I listened to you, and my concern is impeachment. Let me ask you and the listeners, too. 2 weeks ago, on Friday, on our PBS channel, and PBS channels all over the United States.
Of course.
Bill Moyers' journal is on.
Right.
Okay? 2 weeks ago, on the Bill Moyers' journal on the 13th, he had his whole show on impeachment.
Yes.
Okay. Did you see the show?
No, but I saw clips of the show, and I read part of the transcript. But I'm not, like, an expert on the show, but I have a sense of what it's about.
I would recommend that you go back and watch the entire thing, because there are certain, you know, and he had a Republican lawyer
right.
who was with the Reagan administration and also with the Nixon thing, was involved in the impeachment of Nixon, and he had someone from the Nation magazine on there, a Democrat. So he had both sides over there. And it's very, very interesting. And they talked about when the founding fathers, it took us, 7 years to get our Constitution here. And the founding fathers were so worried that we were going to get a president in there who was going to kiss butt and try to move back to England or get in touch with England or become a monarch themselves. So 6 provisions in the Constitution is dedicated to impeachment. So we prevent that monarchy type thing of ever happening. And that's what
right.
the founding fathers put forth. Okay. Your cohort, Ed Schultz, was saying that he obviously read that article and everything else, and he's written to, and I've written to Nancy Pelosi, and I've written to Harry and to Reid and everybody else, and it says he's thinking, my God, the Democrats right now think that they've got the election in the bag. In 18 months, they could just wait this guy out, and there are the elections in the bag, and they're not jumping on this impeachment thing at all for political reasons. And if you go back and revisit Bill Moyers' thing, it talks about it, this thing is not, impeachment is not to get rid of Bush and Cheney. That may be a byproduct. They may never have to go. All they have to do is get up and apologize to the American public for what they're doing and undo all these things, the unconstitutional things that they're doing right now. They could stay in office and fill out his term. So the idea of this impeachment is not to get them and get them out of there. The idea is to uphold the Constitution. What's the oath? What's the oath that everybody takes? To defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Of course, Bob. Yeah, no, I get your point, and I agree with you.
I don't know what's going on. I really don't, right. And I think we've got some way, somewhere, we've got to tell people that this is really important. Look what's going on now.
No, Bob. No. I. You know what? And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break a little bit.
Sure,
again,
sure.
Obviously, and I appreciate your call. And Bob called at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I agree with you. They need to pursue this for all, you know, for all the reasons, but especially to the American people need to draw a line in the sand, and impeachment proceedings is the only tool, basically, left at our disposal. We'll get your opinion about that and all the other top news items today. It is Friday. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. And now Gina Michaels has the traffic.
All right, thanks, Mario. Very little to slow you down so far this morning, except for southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th, usual stretch there. Westbound I-76 after 74th and tight toward I-25, getting pretty busy. And looks like just about everywhere else we're doing well, including 225 across Aurora. Nice drive on I-25 through the tech center. Weather outlook today, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunder.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. scan, or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 6:34 in the morning. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. But don't you worry, Jay Marvin's coming back on Monday. And I'll go back to my undisclosed location in Los Angeles. We were just talking about the whole impeachment issue. We talked about it extensively yesterday right here on the Jay Marvin Show. And, of course, you could participate in this conversation by dialing 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It needs to be pursued. I started yesterday's program at this hour, by saying, we got to impeach somebody. And while I was saying that, by the way, subpoenas apparently were flying in Washington, D.C. like crazy. And we'll update you on, you know, what's going on with Betito Gonzalez, you know, with the Democrats calling for a special prosecutor yesterday. That happened like at the end of the, by the third or fourth hour of this program yesterday, you know, that the Democrats had announced that they were going to be pursuing that. And in fact, they did whatever they needed to do yesterday to request that, that Betito Gonzalez recuse himself. And that from selecting a special prosecutor to investigate Betito Gonzalez. So hopefully, and of course, you know, he'll gum that up. He'll say something stupid like, I could investigate myself, or watch. Just watch. You know, he's not, you know, and then we'll have to take some extraordinary measures. But at the end of the day, he could do that because his boss is irresponsible. His boss is negligent. And that's the only reason that Betito Gonzalez is going to get away and knows he could get away with, you know, lying to Congress over and over and over and over again. And then FBI Director Mueller basically confirmed yesterday in a separate hearing in front of Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat congresswoman from California, that in fact Betito Gonzalez lied to Congress, or lied to the Senate. Excuse me, he lied to the Senate. He's lied to so many people, it's hard to keep track, but this particular lie was a Senate lie. And of course, so it reinforces the need to go after him on obstruction of justice and perjury, and in contempt of Congress, and whatever else we could throw in there. But that being said, he's going to dance around it. He's going to claim, you know, maybe I misstated. Leahy gave him, 8 days to, you know, clarify his testimony. But there's no way he could clarify the testimony because he's lied, like in this particular instance, he's lied 3 different ways. So, you know, unless he comes up with a 4th way that, you know, kind of bundles up all the other lies somehow, he's going to be caught in yet another lie. And so he's, you know, they've really taken their time, and, you know, much to my frustration and much to probably your frustration, they've taken their time, but they've basically given him enough rope to hang himself. That being said, you know, he's not going to hang himself. He'll probably say, oh, I could investigate myself, or, you know, or just ignore them, you know, not assign a prosecutor and just quit talking to them and not show up. And, you know, I mean, those are the options left at, you know, on his table. And the reason those options are left is, and the only reason he could get away with it is because George Bush is, you know, is enabling it. I'll tell you, if I, you know, I'm the guy probably like you, you know, when I was working for other people, which, by the way, you always work for other people. But when I had like a, you know, kind of a quote unquote regular job, I had the toughest bosses in the world. And then in my small business, I have although I respect them and thank you for paying your bills this month, but I have the toughest clients in the world, you know. I mean, I get away with no mistakes. I make one little mistake and everybody's up my keister, right? I pray for the day I could have a boss like George Bush. You know, or you could freaking lose an entire city and then, you know, get a promotion or a golden parachute or something. I don't seem to get those bosses. You know, I'm the guy who gets stuck with the bosses that want everything done right or else they, you know, fire you or something. And, you know, to have a boss like George Bush is a dream come true, and Betito Gonzalez has got one. So this guy is going to just get away with everything. And so the only real option, even though I do not think it's a waste of time, and I think that they have carefully crafted this, pushing Betito into a corner, I still think that, you know, he'll get away with it because his boss doesn't care. And that the only absolute option left on the table is going after his boss. But that being said, back in November, when Nancy Pelosi said, I'm taking this off the table, I'm taking impeachment off the table, only 10% of the American people thought that impeachment, you know, should be pursued. Because of these kind of painstaking, often boring, and very frustrating to many of us investigations that have gone on in the House, that number has gone up, and that have gone on in the Senate as well. You know, the American people have gotten a chance to see what's really been going on. And unlike George Bush, you know, real America is filled with hard-ass bosses. You know, it is filled with people that really want the job done, or demanding clients, or whatever you call us, whatever we are to this guy. And ultimately, we are his boss. And that's why that number's gone up. So, yeah, some of us saw this back, you know, saw the need for it back in November. Although, you know, some of us didn't, like me, I didn't think it was a good idea in November because I saw the poll numbers. I said, no, we can't pursue impeachment now and, like, drag, you know, 10% of the American people kicking and screaming, you know, into something they didn't believe in, because ultimately impeachment is a political process. It is a process that is based on, you know, proving high crimes and misdemeanors, but it is a political process. It always has been. It was designed that way. You know, make no mistake about it. You know, because Congress has to impeach and then the Senate has to convict. And in that process, the American people, you know, have to approve of it. They have to buy into it. And so it is a long, tedious, horrible process. But I was thinking, we had a caller that called us yesterday here at 303-713-7600 at the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, who I forget his name, but basically said, you know, that he was glad it was a difficult process. He was glad that, you know, that it, you know, and I think glad is not necessarily where I am with it, but I certainly understand his point. As a matter of fact, you know, I was thinking about his point last night, and I was thinking about his point this morning when I woke up. And by the way, I got up early this morning. So, you know, the night blended into morning. But anyways, and that was that, it is set up to be a difficult process because it's not something, you know, that the American people should do lightly, is overturn, you know, an election. And so, and if you remember, when they went after Bill Clinton with impeachment, where they lost, and the reason that, you know, they impeached Clinton but did not remove him, even though they had plenty of time to do so, is because as the American people went through the process with the Republicans, they more and more saw that the basis for that impeachment was entirely political. And the, you know, the support for impeachment was never 50%. It was never, you know, and the impeachment process made Clinton more popular in the hearts and minds of the American people. And eventually, when it got to the Senate understood that it could not it could not remove the impeached president because the American people had made their decision after seeing all the evidence. And so that's, you know, so as we move forward in this process, you know, there was a case that needed to be laid out. That being said, the case has been laid out now. You know, we got a case here. And 45, without the trial going, or the trial, or yeah, that's what it is, basically, the impeachment hearings going on in the House, we already have 45% of the American people that are ready to do it. So this is that time. This is that time now to pursue impeachment. And if you look at all the investigations that have happened over the last 6 months, you know, in the House and in the Senate, those have been basically, in many ways, you know, been the pre-impeachment, you know, hearings. Those have been the hearings that have laid the paper trail, that have, you know, tracked, you know, the perjury scams and the cover-up scams, and have clearly demonstrated the obstinance and, quite frankly, the imperial nature of this un-American presidency. Give me a call, 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's 45 minutes after the hour. What's going on in traffic, Gina Michaels?
Mario, one little off-highway wreck. Just watch out there at Colfax, just west of Monaco. That one's in the process of being cleared. Otherwise, collision-free right now across Denver. We're seeing heavier traffic in all of our usual spots, but no major delays right now for downtown. Looks pretty good. Southbound I-25, of course, we are stacked up on the Thornton North Glen side, and we do have heavier traffic eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today, it's going to be mostly cloudy, and we're going to get lots of thundershowers throughout the day and through the night. High of 79 expected. Also, a flash flood watch has also been issued.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Sick Vision Institute, offering better vision at a better value. Call today. 1-800-700-1278. 1-800-700-1278.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you gotta want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther, and they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond 5th Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
49 minutes after 6 o'clock, my name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on The Jay Marvin Show. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. At the top of the hour, we're going to have on Carolyn Beninsky, who is on her way to court this morning, actually. She was part of an anti-Iraq invasion protest that took place at the offices of Congressman Udall's office over in Westminster. And, you know, she was arrested there, I guess, along with some others. So we'll talk to her, you know, about that, get updated on how that case is moving forward. And my question is, you know, okay, I mean, I don't want to be flippant about this, but these things happen. People protest. This is a great American tradition. They sat down in his office. They were involved in a passionate protest, so... you know, when are the feds going to drop these charges, and when are they, you know, this is just, it's crazy. And quite frankly, why, I'm not even sure why it's trespassing. I mean, if that, and I think that's one of the charges. I have to clarify this with her. Because if there's a lawyer out there, I want to know, why is this trespassing? I don't even get the technical part of it. How can I be trespassing when I'm going into my congressman's office? Can they actually ask me to leave? I mean, I would think that I cannot be asked to leave there. I could see if I park my, you know, butt in his living room at his house, even though I pay for it. You know, I could see, you know, he deserves some privacy. But I can't see why it would be trespassing if I'm sitting around in his office. I just, honestly, on the technical level, I don't get it. And I know we have some sharp lawyers out there. So give me a call if you could, you know, you need to explain this one to me at 303-713-7600. And I know they were asked to leave and all that stuff, and I, you know... But and I get it. They were provoking this at civil disobedience, you know, so don't call to tell me all that. I know all of that. But I'll talk to Carolyn about that. But what I'm curious about is, how is it that I could be in a member of Congress's office and be trespassing at the same time? I don't care how many times they ask me to leave. I could see if, you know... If I was running around naked in his office, then it'd be indecent exposure, right? And you could get me on that. Or if I was sitting there, you know, involved in some illegal activity, then get me on that. But these folks were sitting there reading the names of people that have died in Iraq. And I'm not sure where that could be in illegal activity. Bob in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Well, Mario, I think the sad part is that it's kind of hard to blame the Democrats for not doing anything about this war. And just like I told my Vietnam vet, you know, I've talked to Jay a number of times, and the thing of it is, when you really survey the situation, and, you know, right now there's almost nothing coming out at all about the war, if people really understood... I mean, Bush has kind of got us stuck in there with a pair of concrete shoes. And the Democrats are afraid to really try to pull the plug, because they know from what they see in their own stuff that we don't see, is that thing's going to collapse on top of us as we try to leave.
Yeah, it's...
And they don't want to be blamed for it.
Well, you know, I think that's a big part of it, but I also think that... The other difficulty, and I don't know when you did you say you served in Vietnam?
Yeah.
I don't know when, you know, what stage you served. By the way, thank you for your service, sir.
First Cav Division. My division's over there right now.
During what period, can I ask?
During Tet.
Okay. So, wow. So we're lucky to have you with us, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have me with us. I survived it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't tell you the story, but it's I survived because of a little piece of straw about a quarter of an inch long.
Wow.
I can't tell you the story. It's kind of a long story. But
no.
Maybe I'll email you and tell you.
Yeah, please do. AM760.net. The difficulty is I think you're right, and the problem is that it's very, very complicated, and you know from your experience that it's, you know, that you don't just stop the funding and fly everybody out of there. It can't work that way. There has to be, just for our own safety, if we were only concerned about, you know, if we minimized our concern to only the concern of the safety of our troops, then even that withdrawal would have to be extremely well staged and timed, you know, in a way so that they're not shooting us in the back as we leave. And, you know, and obviously that's a generalization, but I'm putting it in the simplest terms, right? And so it's not an easy thing to accomplish, basically.
Well, if the people really understood, I mean, I was in a war zone, and you don't have to be in combat necessarily to be in a war zone. I was in a combat unit, 1st and 5th Cav, but you don't have to be unless you've really been in a war zone. I don't think it's difficult to tell a person who has only been civilians all their lives.
Right.
What kind of a horrible mess it is, because the thing of it is, you can't, like you said, you can't just pull out. If you listen to, I mean, you see it with different eyes if you've been in a combat zone, and I've listened to some of these analysts, and they're just saying, hey, you know, it's going to be almost like our Dunkirk when we leave.
Well, you know, what's interesting, sir, is that was exactly why people who have seen combat were telling us don't go there, right? Is because they were saying, because once you're in there, you can't just leave, and it's not going to be over in 6 weeks, and, you know, all of those things are not true, but once you get in there, you just can't leave. It's not like when you go to a party and it's boring and you could split, you know what I mean?
The thing of it is, the key issue politically is the GOP and Bush are looking for a way to blame the Democrats for the failure that they are certain is going to happen. And the Democrats are trying to avoid that mantra, and that's why Bush is determined to leave a set of concrete shoes for the next 4 or 5 years. He's not really trying to get out. He's trying to get us sunk in deeper. It's just that people don't understand the politics of what they're trying to do and why the Republicans are using all these talking points about fighting him over there instead of over here, when they really are already here. And that's the thing that's really kind of sad about it is that, you know, I can remember, you know, I just remember when I was in Vietnam, you couldn't believe, I mean, when I was over there, all the bases, all the equipment. I mean, we were taking helicopters and dumping them off ships and throwing them in the ocean. We were just scrapping practically our whole military just to pull ourselves out of there, and the Vietnamese could not handle it, and the Iraqis won't be any better because right now, 99% of that security force is Shiite.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Hey, I really appreciate your call.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great call. Interesting. And this is the thing. And by the way, he called at 303-713-7600. You know, when you think about the mistake of getting in there, and we plan our country's withdrawal from that quagmire, we also have to be, you know, aware of the reality on the ground. This thing is a mess, and it's a mess by design. This is Mario Solis Maric, sent in for Jay Marvin on The Jay Marvin Show. It is 7 o'clock.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans, and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy, and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-600-6295.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-600-6295. Call 1-800-600-6295.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
I'm Kelly Wallace on Wall Street, where investors are rattled after yesterday's 300-point drop in the Dow, the worst day for the markets in 5 months. Driving the decline, experts say, concerns about a struggling housing market and tougher standards for corporate and consumer borrowing. As one analyst put it, the era of easy credit is over. And that means everything from a corporate loan to a home mortgage is tougher to get. Wall Street watchers say what happens today and over the next few days and weeks will signal whether yesterday's sudden drop-off was a minor correction or a sign of trouble ahead for the markets and the economy. I'm Kelly Wallace on Wall Street. Now more news with Frank Setapani.
Less than 30 minutes ahead of the bell, S&P futures are signaling a lower opening. They're down 4 points. The latest government report on the economy could encourage Wall Street. It shows that business grew at a solid 3.4% annual rate in the second quarter. NASA's once-upon-a-time squeaky-clean image is taking a double-barreled hit. The first blow comes from a report that two astronauts were on the wrong stuff before flying. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King. Peter, what's the latest on that?
Well, Frank, reports say they were drunk but allowed to fly anyway. But CBS News has learned that these incidents did not necessarily involve the space shuttle, but could have involved flights on Russian Soyuz spacecraft or T-38 jets that the astronauts fly. An official report is due out in about 3 hours.
And, Peter, what about that case of sabotage?
NASA says somebody deliberately cut the wires for a computer headed for the International Space Station. A subcontractor discovered the sabotage, reported it immediately. It's being investigated. We're also told the damage would not have been a threat to the station or its crew.
What happens when bad food is recalled? Sometimes not a blessed thing. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, give us a case in point.
Well, Frank, how about canned chili, stew, hash, and other foods potentially contaminated with deadly botulism? More than a week after Castleberry's Food Company began recalling more than 90 products, federal and state investigators are still finding them on sale nationwide, mostly in small stores. So, buyer beware, because the guy selling you that canned chili con carne may not be, Frank.
Consumer Product Safety Commission member Thomas Moore says the agency is so thin on resources and staff, it's in danger of not being able to protect the public. Commission spokeswoman Julie Valise admits the CPSC is stretched.
The staff is doing the work. They may be at that point where no more responsibilities could be added on top of what they're doing.
Think a little recreational marijuana is harmless? A British study found that even occasional smokers have a 40% higher risk of serious mental illness. Mental health campaigner Marjorie Wallace.
It's not everybody. It's only some people who are vulnerable get later mental illness, but you don't know who it is. So it's gambling with your mind.
This is CBS News.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 07.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, a state of exhaustion.
press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Three police officers in sick bay this morning after a gun went off during a scuffle with a man armed with a .357 Magnum. It happened during a routine DUI checkpoint stop.
At that time, the trooper and the two Arapahoe County deputies joined in this wrestling match. The suspect started firing rounds off from his gun.
Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman says the armed suspect was shot in the head. He died early this morning. An Arapahoe County Sheriff's Lieutenant was shot in the wrist. Another one in the foot. A Denver police officer suffered a broken nose. Former Quest Communications boss Joe Nocio returns to Denver Federal Court today to face the music. He'll be sentenced on 19 counts of illegal stock sales. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says there are a lot of issues for the judge to ponder.
First, how long a sentence Joe Nocio should receive. Second, how much should be forfeited, what fines should be assessed, and finally, should Nocio be free pending appeal.
Nocio was convicted in April on 19 counts of insider trading, jury concluding he sold $52 million in Quest stock when he knew the company was facing serious financial risk, but did not tell investors. And tuberculosis patient Andrew Speaker back home in Atlanta after successful treatment in National Jewish Hospital in Denver. 31-year-old Atlanta lawyer's case attracted worldwide attention after the feds said he risked infecting other people on his worldwide travels. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, couldn't ask for a better ride. No highway wrecks or problems. Just expect the usual slowing on the north side, southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Westbound I-76 bogging down a bit, approaching I-25. We do have excellent conditions for your eastbound arteries. No delays on 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, and we're looking great along the Boulder Turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And those will probably continue through the evening. High of 79, low tonight of 60. And right now it's partly cloudy and 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hungry? The Supersonic Breakfast Burrito is stuffed with everything that's good for breakfast. Want a burger or coney for breakfast? Drive in. Sonic serves their entire menu all day. It's breakfast at Sonic, America's Drive-In.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card, plus an extra 10% off new appliances of $397 or more. You'll find opportunities and savings around every corner, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin. Jay will be back with you on Monday. I'll be with you all morning this morning. Got a lot of top stories to cover, and we're going to also have some fun. We're going to go to the movies this afternoon with Tom Tagney, who's going to hopefully, and I'm sure not hopefully, but give us his perspective on the Simpsons movie, which I cannot wait to see myself. But right now, on to matters more serious, but also at the same time as ridiculous in a way. On the line with us right now, we have Carolyn Beninsky. She's a peace activist from Boulder. Welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, actually, this is Mario. Jay's on taking some days off.
Sorry. Hi, Mario.
It's okay. No problem. I understand you have a big morning this morning. Just to update people, you were, the serious part about this is that you were, you know, using your First Amendment rights, utilizing them to protest against the funding of the continued Iraqi invasion back on March 8th, from what I understand, in Congressman Mark Udall's office. The ridiculous part about it is that you were arrested for that and are currently on your way to court this morning, from what I understand.
Yes, I'm going to go on trial in Westminster Municipal Court.
Now, what are the actual charges?
The charges are unlawful assembly and trespassing.
You know, I had asked the question just a few moments ago. I said, anybody in the audience, please let me know how this could possibly be trespassing, because it just seems ridiculous that you could actually trespass, you know, in a congressman's office. It just doesn't make sense to me, right? And right. I got a text message from Jason, who says that he says, technically, the point at which they asked the protesters to leave and they did not comply, they became trespassers. Jason also continues, it's total bunk, and the feds, will most likely lose. But that's what the issue is. Is that what you expect this morning, that they're going to lose this?
Well, we don't know. We hope so. I think that the issue is that when you go to your congressperson's office for a redress of grievances, and which is to say, you know, there's a position that you're taking, you've continued to take it, you're not responding to your constituency, that actually is protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. And also,
yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
The Colorado Constitution actually has a strong, even a stronger protection. It says the people have the right peacefully to assemble for the common good and to apply to those invested with the powers of government for the redress of grievances by petition or remonstrance. And remonstrance actually means almost a kind of a demonstration of the people's concerns. So, you know, we do feel like a congressman should be open to having his constituents come in and not say you have to leave after 5 minutes or 10 minutes. There are people, Congress people around this country who have allowed people to stay for a whole day.
Pardon? Yeah. I mean, I agree. I would think so. I mean, obviously, and we want to get to, you know, kind of your core issue as well. But I mean, but on the First Amendment issue, this thing just drives me crazy, because I can't believe, and unfortunately, maybe I can believe, that we're at a point where I don't care how much we offend any of these congressmen or senators, they should have to tolerate that. You know, they should, because we're their boss.
Right. And what they claim is, they say, well, we've heard what you have to say, and we've listened to you. But, you know, what is a redress of grievances? I mean, a redress of grievances is, I don't think, for your congressperson to continue doing what they've been doing when the vast number of their constituency are against what they're doing. So I don't think it's enough for them to just say, yeah, we heard you, go now. I think they actually have to respond to their constituency. And I think that when we went in there that day, we really were representing the sentiment of Mark Udall's district. So,
Ned, was Mark Udall there that day?
No, he was in Congress.
So he really didn't even come out to hear you?
No, he was not there.
Did the chief of staff come out to hear you? Did the legislative director come out to hear you?
No.
Or just the receptionist sat there while you did this?
We were just really talking to the receptionist. Actually, that morning, people had come in groups of three or four and had been up in the office for a few minutes each, expressing their concerns. So there had been about 50 or 60 people who had just sort of cycled through. But there was a small group of us that felt that we wanted to push this a little harder. I mean,
right.
We have been, I mean, I think that Mark Udall has gotten a lot of feedback from his constituency in regard to his position on the war and the continued funding. Really, the funding is the only way that Congress is going to be able to stop this, because the House of Representatives actually has the authority to initiate funding bills. And if the House would just say, look, we want you to stop, we're going to stop funding this, we'll give you enough money to bring the troops home and safely, but we're not going to continue just funding the war year after year after year, Bush wouldn't really have anything that he could do, because if they don't initiate a funding bill, then Bush can't veto it. I mean, it's the only really step that's going to have any kind of immediate effect on ending the war. So people like Mark can vote for bills that take sort of half measures, but they really don't end the war. Like a couple of weeks ago, there was the bill that came out that was passed in the House, but it would have left
60,000 troops in Iraq. It also would have left 100,000 contractors. That's not ending the occupation. You know, it was a first step. But, and then, of course, the Senate filibustered it. So our position is if you really want to end this war, you need to vote against the funding. We don't want to jeopardize the troops. We want them to be brought home safely. But continuing to fight a war where 80% of the Iraqis want us to leave and 60% think it's legitimate to attack U.S. soldiers, it's just a totally untenable situation.
I'm speaking to Carolyn Beninsky. She's a peace activist from Boulder who is on her way to court this morning, resulting from a peaceful protest and an exercise of her First Amendment rights at Congressman Mark Udall's office on March 8th. Has the congressman's office, been in contact with you or, you know, expressed any concern about these charges?
Well, I haven't actually talked to them directly. There have been a lot of people calling, and what they have said to folks is that it's kind of out of their hands. Once they hand it over to the prosecutor, what they are saying is it's out of their hands. I actually don't know how much influence he has once the prosecution takes it over. I actually don't know the answer to that question.
Well, let's see if one of our audience members knows, and if you have an idea about that or want to comment on this at all, give us a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. So what do you expect to happen this morning?
Well, in terms of the overall outcome of the trial? Well, I don't know. I mean, we are going to be able to inform the jury of this Article 2, Section 24 of the Colorado Constitution that I just read to you. We actually were not given what's called an affirmative defense on the First Amendment issue or on the Colorado Constitution issue, but the judge did say that the jury could be informed that this is in the Constitution. So I think what we're going to be, we're going to be basically seeing if the jury will agree with us whether or not this, in fact, was a legitimate attempt to redress grievances. So I don't know. I mean, I hope that I'm found not guilty, but I really don't know what will happen. It depends on how the jury feels.
Right, and it depends exactly. I mean, it's interesting. And by the way, I just want to make sure we mention as we wrap up here that you're with the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center, and you could find out more about the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center at rmpjc.org, Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center.org. Carolyn Beninsky, thank you for spending this critical morning with us, and thank you for your work for America.
Thank you very much, Mario.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah. This is Mario Solis.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
Hi. Any tips on getting a girl I like to notice me?
Easy. A new set of Autolite XP Extreme Performance spark plugs is sure to turn any lady's head.
Really? I don't think she really cares about that sort of stuff.
What woman wouldn't be impressed by optimum engine performance and top fuel efficiency over the life of the plug?
I was kind of thinking flowers.
Yep. Just add Autolite XP plugs and love will blossom. This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite spark plugs. It's time to change your plugs.
So you went out and got yourself a hot new cell phone. It's so shiny and pretty, with the latest and greatest features like music, internet, and more. But when you turned it on, it just didn't work as well as you'd hoped. That's when you realized a phone is only as good as the network it's on. And only one network is America's most reliable wireless network. Try out Verizon Wireless yourself, because now you can test drive calls, email, internet, and entertainment with our new America's Choice premium plans. And with Verizon Wireless, you get hot, innovative phones like the fully loaded Envy by LG.
LG. You can quickly browse news and information, check out sports with ESPN MVP, mobile email with MSN Hotmail, Yahoo, or AOL, and download hundreds of basic video clips. Even get audible turn-by-turn GPS directions with VZ Navigator.
Get the Envy for $149.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation. Only at Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today or log on to VerizonWireless.com. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Network details at VZW.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Zodiac, Renaissance, and Perfume. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Totally debt-free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Ed Schultz.
Friday on the Ed Schultz Show, Democrats are pushing perjury charges against Alberto Gonzalez. We'll have the latest. The Dow Jones suffered the second largest loss of the year. Is the economy teetering? And a new report says astronauts actually drank before launching into space. We'll have it all for you. We'll have your calls and the latest news Friday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And it's 21 minutes after 7. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. And you could give me a call and be part of the show at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Or you could text me like so many people are at am760.net, am760.net. Jennifer from, what is it, Centennial? Is that how you pronounce it? You're on the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Mario. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I wanted to make a comment about Carolyn, who was just on.
Yeah, Beninsky.
Carolyn Beninsky. I was not aware of the arrest there in Udall's office, but I can tell you this, and it doesn't surprise me. Udall's office is loaded with plants, and people have
tried
to...
Oh, God, you're breaking up. You have to repeat that sentence because you broke up right in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. Udall, his office is loaded with Republican plants, and people have tried to tell him that for years, and he won't listen. So, I mean, it's not surprising.
So you think some of his advisors, his staff, are...
And
you know that? Do you think, like, they're Republican psychologically, or they're actually registered as Republicans?
Oh, no. They're not registered, of course.
Okay.
That'd be silly. But they, absolutely, they are Republicans that have been put into his office, his and Salazar's, and that's exactly what's going on. So I'm not surprised that they got those protesters out of there real quick-like.
Well, that's interesting.
Tell her to hang in there, and that's something that her attorneys definitely need to know. So she's an inspiration to those of us who just sit and watch The Simpsons.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Kathleen.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Kathleen called at 303-713-7600. Jeff,
Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer. Jeff from Boulder, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario. This is Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm just stunned at the arrogance of the public servants here to pull their constituents out with petitioning them for redress of grievance. You may not be aware of it. There's a organization called We the People that are out of New York that has been running a similar petition in front of Congress, the legislative branch, executive branch, having to do with both the War Powers Act and also the unlawful application of the income tax. They have a court appeal pending in front of the court just below the Supreme Court as we speak. And then Carol Lincoln also, they have also all of their papers and court submittals that they've done over the years on the very specific issue of redress of grievance. And she can download that material for free and use that if she's unsuccessful with
this case this morning.
With her case, and she wants to escalate it. They have some very substantial legal resources and minds working on this issue, but it's wethepeople.org is the name of the organization, and they've been at this process for a better part of 6 years with some members doing a hunger strike to get the attention of the Internal Revenue Service, sending copies to all members of Congress and the Senate, and they've gone through a very, very formal process to put this in front of people. This is an issue that's never been in front of the United States Supreme Court before, so they have a case that's, like I said, it's sitting in the third one oral arguments, I think, about 3 months ago, and it's waiting. They're waiting for a decision.
Right. We'll definitely pass that on to her, and I thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mario.
Uh-huh. And he called at 303-713-7600. Kathleen from Boulder County, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Hi, this is actually Laura, Kathleen's friend. I wanted to say...
Oh, hi, Laura, Kathleen's friend.
She handed the phone to me. I wanted to say...
Did she get shy on us or something?
Oh, no. I just have a little bit more experience with juries and jury and all of
that. Oh, okay, great.
Actually, right. I was involved in my own trial for a contempt of court for refusing to convict a defendant on drug charges. And they prosecuted me, and that was when I learned the whole long history of jury nullification and how important juries are in our society.
Yep.
They're really like the fourth branch of government and the last line of defense against the government. So I hope that the jury in Carolyn's case is aware of their rights to vote their conscience. The judge in that courtroom and in all courtrooms around the country tries to bully people into thinking that they need to convict somebody even if they think that that's not a just thing to do. But the jury was put in place to vote their conscience and to apply the law as they saw fit in a certain case. And so even though Carolyn technically may have broken whatever laws they're charging her with, you know, the jury still has the right to come back with a not guilty verdict. The jury's been very powerful throughout the history of the U.S. in overturning bad laws such as alcohol prohibition and slavery. In those cases, you know, jurors, when they started to stop convict people of violating of harboring runaway slaves.
Right, like the Underground Railroad cases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the jury in this case has the power to say, yeah, we want the war to stop too, and we also want you to stop prosecuting peace activists. So I hope that the jury is aware of that.
Now, Kathleen, could you tell me a little bit about the case you were involved in very quickly? Or do you...
This is Laura again.
Oh, I'm sorry, Laura. God.
By the way,
say hi to Kathleen for me.
She's sitting right here.
Okay. Go ahead, Laura.
The case was up in Gilpin County in 1996.
Uh-huh.
I was prosecuted, like I said, for refusing to convict somebody of a drug offense. They delved into my background and found that there were some things, such as the fact that I was a hemp activist, but I didn't volunteer to them during jury selection, even though they didn't ask me any questions about anything, really. So what they prosecuted me for was contempt of court for failing to answer questions that they didn't ask me. And I was convicted of it. But the Colorado Supreme Court thankfully overturned it on the grounds that what happens in the jury room needs to be secret. And what they did was they called all my other fellow jurors up to testify against me. And the Colorado Supreme Court, rightfully so, didn't like that and said that, you know, you can't delve into what goes on in the jury room. So, but that just goes to show the state of our society that they're even willing to go that far.
Exactly.
You know, and if Mark Udall is listening, I have a few words to say to him because I am a lifelong Democrat and I've always voted for the Democratic Party and for him, you know. And it's not just a question of whether he's going to lose our votes now. The question is we're going to actively campaign against him. I mean, I would rather see a Republican that says they're a Republican in that office than a Democrat like Mark Udall, who's obviously now acting like a Republican, but is too afraid to say that that's what he really is. So Mark, if you're listening, we're going to be, you know, they had 10 people in your office then. We're going to have 50. We'll have 100. You know, this needs to stop. And his office has been telling people that they don't have the power to drop the charges against Carolyn, that it's out of their hands. You know, what I told them yesterday was that if they don't have the power to, if Mark Udall doesn't have the power to work in his district with a local district attorney to get them to drop the charges against Carolyn, then what kind of power could he possibly have in Congress? You know, is he really that ineffective that he can't put a little weight on somebody in his own home district?
Well, thank you for your call, Laura.
All right, thanks for
listening. You got the last word. I don't think I have anything to add to that. 303-713-7600 is the number that Kathleen dialed and Laura spoke on. And that's the number you could you and apparently your entire families could all call in at the same time at 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in this morning for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. And now Gina Michaels is going to give us the traffic.
Thanks, Mario. You'll be glad to know it's a normal Friday. Lighter than usual conditions. No collisions or issues for the commute. Southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen continues to have heavy volume, as does eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. And in the mountains, we do have rock mitigation work. It's underway now on US 6 through Clear Creek Canyon, so you can expect 10 to 15 minute delays between Tunnel 1 and 2. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with thundershowers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 79 right now, partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Center.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Spring is here, school's almost out, temperatures are rising, and people are gearing up for the home buying season. Ty Pennington here with a valuable tip for buying your next home. Realtor.com. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, take virtual tours, and do it all online at the number one real estate site. So start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
Best homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1164 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
And do you, Sharon, take Kenny to be your husband, along with his collections of power tools, baseball cards, old concert T-shirts, commemorative bobblehead.
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it comes to getting the best gas mileage from your car, you can count on AutoZone to help. A tune-up with new spark plugs will keep your engine running more efficiently, saving you money at the pump. And now, for limited time at AutoZone, save $1 on each Bosch Platinum Plus spark plug and 50 cents on each Bosch Super Plus spark plug. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Save cash on gas. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:33 in the morning. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great J. Marvin on the J. Marvin Show. Don't you worry your pretty little heads. J. Marvin's coming back on Monday morning. We're just picking up some slack for him while he takes care of some important family business. We were just on the phone with Carolyn Beninsky, a peace activist from Boulder. She's on her way to court this morning because she was involved in a peaceful protest in Congressman Mark Udall's office. The question is, what do you think about it? Should she have been arrested? And, did she pick the right target? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Arliss from Loveland, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Well, good morning, Mario.
Good morning.
What a great name you got.
Thank you.
That's really cool when you say it.
Thank you.
First and foremost, I really want to let you know how much I appreciate Air America Radio. It's just great.
and I'm sure you mean Progressive Talk in general, because
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
it was. I didn't find it till about 2 years ago, and God, I thought I was out there in the wilderness by myself.
We all felt that way.
It's just really great.
Yeah, it is great.
A couple of comments. First and foremost. That lady, not the last caller, but the previous caller, brought up about the juries and how the jury is supposed to find guilt or innocence by not just the technical facts and so on.
Right.
That's the issue of the day. That really is the question before the Supreme Court. When cases go before the Supreme Court, are they supposed to decide what's best for the country? Are they supposed to decide what our forefathers thought? And that really is the question of the day. Is it a technical issue, or is it one that we need to decide what's best?
Well, you know, Arliss, that's really good that you bring that up. But isn't, I mean, when we, I always wonder when people say that, because number one, the founding fathers were not monolithic. They all thought different things, and they put, you know, words and sentences into the Constitution, you know, many times as a matter of compromise amongst each other.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's one issue. And then the other, you know, because they wanted it, you know, or they were hoping that it would be open to interpretation, and they were hoping, quite frankly, that, you know, that the future would interpret it their way, you know, depending on who they were that got that sentence in.
And what is best for those times.
Right, and exactly. And then the other issue is that how do we really know what they were thinking? You know what I mean? I mean, half the time, I don't know what I'm thinking,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, you know, when you see, you know, and you talk about, well, our founding fathers thought this because one day they wrote this. And
sure.
It's like, well, yeah, but, you know, it could have been one of those days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they could have been trying to make a different point. So
it is difficult. And the second comment is really actually a question relative to the Iraqi war and probably some of the other things as well, but mainly the Iraqi war. You know, you have all these people saying we want out, we want out, we want out, and they're saying we don't want to, you know, put the troops at risk, and so they won't cut off the money. I'm kind of wondering, a lot of these Democrats, we know the Republicans or the conservatives are, you know, who they are, but it's starting to look like the liberals, the Democrats, and so on. You know, whenever you follow the money, it just tells you so much. And there's a lot of the reason that a lot of these people don't want to go ahead and cut off the money for the war is because that's a great deal, a great source for them in their own political careers. And it's just really a kind of a question, because so oftentimes if you just follow the money, it tells you everything that you want to know. So it's really kind of a question for you and the rest of the listeners out there.
Well, thank you, Arliss, for your call. And Arliss called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. With kind of one exception, I haven't really personally been suspicious about the money motive for the Democrats when it comes to the war. And there, you know, there is one specific exception for that for me, and that Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. I've never fully trusted her, and I think that could be a part of it. But she has close ties, or her family has close ties to defense contractors in a huge, not just in a small way, but in a huge way. And so in that case, I have been personally suspicious, but have no proof. And she has changed direction on, you know, in her view on Iraq. So, you know, so that being said, maybe I shouldn't be suspicious, but maybe I should because she's not moving fast enough or, you know, et cetera. But she is now voting the right way. But that being said, it's much more, you know, I think that the difficulty that the Democrats have right now is that they have, because they won the House and because they have, you know, control of the Senate in as far as committee control, but not really control of the Senate. It takes a supermajority to control the Senate. But that being said, they control the committees and they control the agenda, which is an incredible amount of power. But having taken on, you know, there was a key Republican the day after the Democrats won the House and the Senate who said, well, they get the booby prize. They now have the tiger by the tail. And he was specifically speaking about Iraq, because where the Democrats find themselves in is in a situation where people passionately want to end this quagmire, but very few of us understand how complicated it is to end it. And the perils that are laid out. So, you know, and by the way, I didn't want to interrupt Carolyn Beninsky because for me, the point is she has a right to her view. Just like I take always on this show or any show I'm doing, I'll take calls from people who disagree with me. You could call right now if you disagree with me at 303-713-7600 and we'll take the call. Yeah, because I believe in the First Amendment, first and foremost. I think that sunlight is the best thing on any issue. But at the same time, I don't agree. I myself don't agree that the way to do this is to immediately just not fund the next round of troop funding that's needed. I think that is going after a problem with a meat cleaver when we really do, unfortunately, currently need a surgical instrument. Steve from Centennial, this is Mario on the J. Marvin Show.
Mario, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I don't know what the story is with this woman who was protesting in Mark Udall's office.
Yeah.
But you asked the question, is he the appropriate target for that type of protest?
Right.
And I think that given the fact that he's running for Senate next time around, he's the perfect target for progressives to try to convince and move in a more progressive direction. I have come to office and told him that my support for him next time around hinges on his positions on Iraq and on impeachment. I want a real progressive who's going to push those two issues, and if he's not going to push them, then he's not my guy.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah.
I think that's an appropriate, I think that's more than appropriate for you to let him know that. He needs to hear that.
Sure, and that makes him the perfect person to be trying to talk to.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And Steve called at 303-713-7600. You know, I think that especially people like him who think that they're going to run for Senate, or I don't know whether he's declared or not yet, but definitely they need to you know, then it definitely needs to be targeted. Now, Kathleen from Boulder is back. Is this the real Kathleen?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Just checking. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Laura and I are driving down to Carolyn's trial to support her.
Okay.
Yes, and I handed off before because it was very important. We've been through this journey.
No problem. No problem. Go ahead.
But I'm calling about the fact that when I was down at the Denver People's Fair, I was carrying an impeach Bush sign around all by myself, dressed in an American flag. And everyone, this was right about 5 days right after Mark had voted to fund the war. And I'm carrying my impeach Bush, and I just want to say, like, 80 to 90% of the people were positive about the impeach Bush sign, but they all came up and said, can you believe Mark Udall voted to fund this war? And it was amazing to me. And what I found funny was when I called Mark Udall's office in D.C. and here in Westminster and informed his staff that his constituents were not happy with his vote, they told me that Mark voted on his conscience and that's the way it was going to be. And I just want to remind Mark Udall that we the people put him where he's at, and we're the same people that are going to remove him from where he's at because
right.
he's not putting the will of the people.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much for your call, Kathleen.
Yep, thanks.
I appreciate it. And she called at 303-713-7600. There's always that fine line, you know, between quote-unquote leadership and following the will of the people. But I guess all you need to know, you know, I don't live out there, but all I got to know is if he told you he was voting his conscience and that was his vote, there you go. 45 minutes after the hour, this is Mario Solis Maric on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And is it a mess out there, Gina Michaels? Give us the report.
Thanks, Mario. Still in pretty good shape around the metro, although we do have minor issue now for eastbound lanes of C-470. Stalled car on the ramp there from those eastbound lanes to northbound I-25. So we do have a bit of a snag through that area. Just watch out for it between Yosemite and I-25 if you're on eastbound C-470 heading toward that corridor. Still have a lot of traffic as well on southbound I-25 into downtown. Remember that we do have work along Peña Boulevard going into DIA there between Gun Club and Jackson. And Gap, 35 miles per hour through that construction zone. Weather outlook today, we're going to see a mostly cloudy day with thunderstorms throughout the day and into the evening. Tomorrow looks like more of the...
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Zodiac, Renaissance, and Perfume. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Brothers, Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolph Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby, ask them, talk to them, see the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Applies to new advertised units only. Must provide competing dealer advertisement and buyer's order. Other vehicle must be same year, make, model, and have identical equipment and be in stock. 3 days, 150 miles, whichever comes first.
The following offer contains guaranteed savings suitable for all ages.
In a world where car prices skyrocket, only one store can offer you Toyota's price to go.
Go Toyota Arapahoe.
We're so confident in our price, we offer you a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from hundreds of Corollas, Camrys, Tundras, 4Runners, Tacomas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guaranteed. And it's playing now at Go Toyota Arapahoe, Colorado's number one Toyota certified store. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go!
Mom, I can't do my homework. The computer's all messed up.
No more excuses. I'm calling PC Answers right now. I hear they'll come to our home and fix our computer so it works like new. I won't have to spend a fortune, and you won't have any more excuses for not doing your homework.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Maric right here on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 7:50 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And just at the top of the hour, Christy Harvey is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about Betito Gate and get all of the big stories that happened this week. But in the meantime, and even after that, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600. Kevin, from Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Kevin.
I'd like to take a crack at explaining maybe why Congress continued to fund the war. I believe if they cut off the funding, the decider guy wouldn't pull out the troops. He would just leave them there, run them into the ground even farther than they are now, and then blame it on the Democrats. So the only way to really get out of Iraq is to impeach.
And well, you know, I have to tell you that what you just described is what Hill staffers that I can't disclose who they are, that are actually, let me just say, are very close to the Intelligence Committee, told me during that period. And what I was told was that, quite frankly, nobody understands how crazy Bush is. That is, as much as you and I, you know, and as much as I might rant about how crazy he is, because I do think he's crazy, by the way.
Certifiable.
And, like, I know I'm using the wrong non-PC word, but, you know, I don't know whether he's manic or, you know, I don't know what the clinical diagnosis would be. So in my neighborhood, we just call it crazy, you know? And so, but there was a calculation there of, like, you know, this guy will take this to the hilt. If, you know, he will endanger the troops to make a political point. If he believes that, you know, creating even an uber crisis amongst the troops in Iraq would make the Democrats look bad so that the Republicans could keep the White House in the future, he is willing to go that far. That's the guy that we're dealing with.
Absolutely. And the only thing that's important to him is his legacy. So the only thing that's going to get him to change his position on Iraq is if Congress says, if you do not pull out of Iraq, we will impeach you. Here's the first charge, this foreign surveillance thing. give him a deadline, say a week or two or whatever, and if he doesn't meet that deadline, hit him with another charge of impeachment.
Right. But you see, but even with that, Kevin, I have to, and I agree with you that that's the tact that should be taken. So I don't want you to think I disagree with you, because I actually agree with you. But even that being said, there is a chance that the actual diagnosis for this guy is that he's a sociopath, and which means that it wouldn't bother him to be impeached. I mean, in other words, if somebody impeaches you or me, you know, first of all, if they elect me to the presidency, then they're crazy. But that's a whole different story, right? But I mean, if you and I were in that situation and we had, like, I don't know, let's leave and take Iraq out of the picture. Let's say you and I were in charge of protecting the country and we lost a major city. Okay, you and I would be embarrassed and we would probably resign, right? Or if we didn't resign and people impeached us, it would mean something to us. We would be embarrassed and we would go away. But to a sociopath, it, you know, it's like water off a duck's back. And well, that's like the, I'm afraid, I'm not sure, of course, because I'm not a psychologist and I don't know Bush, right? But I'm afraid that that's who we might be dealing with. So even impeachment would not work.
That very well could be, and that's possible, but it is our only option.
Of course, and we need to pursue it. I agree with you that it is our only option, and we need to pursue it, but we will see what we see, basically.
Not so much the actual impeachment, it's the threat of impeachment that is what's key. And the thing is I think maybe 20% of the people in this country, if that, really know what he's done, and the people who listen to the left radio or whatever.
Right.
But if they went through the process, all of this would come out. The corporate media, there's be no way that they could not put those facts out to the public. And when the public really met, the general public really knew what he has done, I think there would be a huge groundswell of support for impeachment.
And yes, and I agree with you, Kevin, considering especially that we're already at 45% of the American people wanting to impeach the president. Thank you for your call. And Kevin called at 303-713-7600. Elaine from Divide, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning to you.
And this, I'm making a comment about a guy that called, a few callers before, about follow the money thing.
Right.
And I read an article, or I may have seen it on television, I'm not sure which one it was, but this is regarding Harry Reid, and which didn't surprise me. His three sons are lobbyists. And his son-in-law is a lobbyist. So, I mean, this kind of tells you where we're at. You can't tell a Democrat between a Republican. They just
see Elaine. This is where I have to tell you, this is where I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, it's like you can't, just because Harry Reid's son is a lobbyist, and maybe and there's a lot of disclosure there, by the way, that goes on, so we know exactly what they're doing at any given time. And even though Republicans have family members that are lobbyists, I personally could tell the difference between the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. I remember the 8 years under Clinton, and even though we, you know, and that was, you know, I did not see us, you know, jumping into, you know, adventuresome wars where there was no exit plan. I saw the black and Latino middle class grow. I saw small businesses grow like crazy. I saw, you know, I saw the infant mortality rate go down. I saw the hunger rate amongst children go down. I mean, I can tell the difference between a Democratic administration and a Republican one.
Well, I agree with you. I think Bill Clinton, whatever the dealings with Monica, I think he was a great president, and we were in excellent shape as far as jobs. But this man is totally destroying us and going make the comment about impeachment. This should have been happening yesterday. I mean, we shouldn't just stop. We have to impeach these people.
No, I absolutely agree with that. Thank you, Elaine, for your phone call. And Elaine called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. When we When we get back, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey from MikeCheck.org and ThinkProgress.org. We'll get up to date on Betito Gate. You know, they're calling for a special prosecutor. We'll bring you up to date on that and all kinds of other stuff. It is. What time is it over there? 8 o'clock. Oh, on the J. Marvin.
I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True, with insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
Stockpile your retirement nest egg, guaranteed.
We were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts. Today we are totally debt free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Wall Street is walking on eggshells. A day after a hefty 300-point slide by the Dow Industrial Average, prices open lower across the board. Right now, the Dow Industrials are down 8 points. The NASDAQ Composite is about 4 points lower. Market strategist Art Hogan.
We're going to see some volatility during the course of the day. It's going to be very difficult to pick a direction, but we can tell you this. It's going to be a while before the bargain hunters really feel confident in getting back in.
In Washington, a government report out before the bell puts second quarter economic growth at a solid 3.4% annual rate. But the market is so nervous that normally good news only served to raise new worries about interest rates. At the White House a short time ago, President Bush said the economy is flexible and resilient. On Capitol Hill, the House is working on a bill to make life a little easier for troops serving in Iraq.
The Army and Marines are stretched so thin, deployments to Iraq are getting longer and time between them shorter. It's brutal on the soldiers, but also on their families. Michelle Joyner is with the National Military Families Association.
It definitely creates a strain on the families that just accumulates with each subsequent deployment.
A House committee today considers a bill to require that if troops spend a year in Iraq, they should have a year at home, and reservists triple that. Backers are worried about soldiers and their families, but also know this would be a way to reduce the number of them sent to Iraq. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It began peacefully, but a protest at the Red Mosque in Islamabad took a deadly turn. A bomb went off as religious students battled Pakistani police. At least four people have been killed. The mosque reopened today for the first time since the raid 2 weeks ago that left more than 100 Islamic militants, police, and civilians dead. Here at home, FDA spot checks show that a lot of stores around the country are still selling recalled canned chili and other food products that could contain deadly bacteria. Indiana health official Lene Granzo says certain outlets are a particular concern.
We're worried about smaller retailers that may not have gotten the recall, like mom-and-pop grocery stores, even pharmacies and gas stations that may carry the canned goods.
Your mind on marijuana. British researchers found that even infrequent pot smoking could raise the risk of serious mental illness by 40%. Derek Ballin blames his son's suicide on marijuana.
Had he not smoked cannabis, we believe that his mental health would have been far better.
The tape of a frantic call to 911 is shedding new light on what happened just before Lindsay Lohan was arrested. The call was placed by the mother of Lohan's former personal assistant, who apparently didn't know the vehicle behind hers was Lohan's SUV.
We're being followed by a GMC. The gentleman jumped out of the car.
And what did he do?
Oh, my God, sir, they're following us. We need help.
Where?
Police responding to the call charged Lohan with cocaine possession, DUI, and driving with a suspended license. Updating Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 18 points. NASDAQ is down about 5.5. This is CBS News.
Buying a used car can be filled with pitfalls, but there's one sure way to avoid stumbling. Buy a Honda-certified used car. Only well-maintained late-model Hondas are eligible. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. Feeling a little more sure-footed, aren't we? Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Three police officers injured last night when a gun went off during a scuffle with a man armed with a .357 Magnum during a routine DUI traffic stop.
The suspect immediately produced a gun, pointed it in the Denver officer's face, who grabbed the gun and started wrestling with the suspect.
Denver Police Chief Jerry Whitman says the armed suspect was shot in the head and died early this morning. One officer was shot in the arm, the other in the foot. One suffered a broken nose. They're all going to be okay. Former Quest boss Joe Nocio returning to Denver federal court today to face the music. He'll be sentenced on 19 counts of illegal stock sales. Federal jury concluded Nocio sold $52 million in stock when he knew the company was facing serious financial risk, but didn't tell investors. Legal analyst Scott Robinson.
At the end of the day, I anticipate that Joe Nocio will be facing a prison term of between 5 to 7 years, forfeiture in the $40 million range, and fine in the amount of $19 million.
U.S. District Judge Edward Nottingham will hear from prosecutors and Nocio's attorneys before he issues a sentence during a hearing that starts at 9 a.m. He'll also decide whether to allow Nocio to stay free on bond pending an appeal. And TB patient Andrew Speaker back home in Atlanta after successful treatment at National Jewish Hospital in Denver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, a deer herd causing some problems on the westbound lanes of C-470 right near Bowles, so you want to be very careful through there. We've already had one hit. On the eastbound side of C-470, traffic dragging now from Yosemite up to I-25. That was from an earlier stall on the ramp that has been removed. Eastbound 70s heating up. We have those traffic increases through the I-25 corridor, and then you may also hit slowdowns around E-470 due to construction. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy day expected with scattered thundershowers throughout the day and evening. Flash flood watch has also been issued. High of 79 for today. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The people have spoken. It's back. You can save 10 cents per gallon again when you buy gasoline at King Soopers Fuel Centers. Just accumulate $100 in purchases at King Soopers to get 10 cents off each gallon when you fill up. See King Soopers for details.
Another how-to half minute from a Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card, plus an extra 10% off new appliances of $397 or more. You'll find opportunities and savings around every corner, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. I'll be here for the rest of the day. And then Jay comes back on Monday. Right now, on the line with us, as is the Jay Marvin tradition, is Christy Harvey from MikeCheck.org and ThinkProgress.org. Welcome to the program, Christy.
Hey, how are you, Mario? It's MikeCheckRadio.org, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. MikeCheckRadio.org.
I think MikeCheck.org takes you to porn, so let's make sure everybody throws that radio right in.
Write that down for me, John, would you? Thank you. No, I mean the mic. The
how
other
are
side.
You?
The other side. You know, a guy's got to have a life, too. So how are you this morning, Christy?
I am exhausted. I was up until 4 o'clock in the morning finishing my Harry Potter.
Oh, how was that?
It was really good. I won't give any spoilers away because I've spent my entire week yelling at people who talked about it in the elevator or on the bus. I've gotten in so many fights. So I finally said, you know what? I've got to bite the bullet and just stay up all night and finish it so that I stop getting in fights with random people.
Well, I show you the level of my intellectual pursuits. That's how I feel about the Simpsons movie. I don't want anybody telling me the end if I don't have time to see it this weekend.
I know.
Or so, the beginning or the middle.
Although, any of it.
Although, ask all those questions of Tom Tagney when he comes in at the top of the hour. So this, I thought this was supposed to be a slow news week considering that, you know, Congress would be winding down before the August recess, but I was wrong. So much happened this week. Let's start with Betito Gate. What's the latest?
Oh, there is some crazy stuff. I love when you call it that, by the way. There is some crazy stuff going on. This week, Alberto Gonzalez sat down in front of the Senate and lied, baldly lied. I mean, I was going to say didn't tell the truth or fudge.
Right.
No, he lied.
Yay!
And I never used that word.
At least we have to tell the truth about what happened. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So it all sort of surrounds this testimony that he gave in February of 2006 when Congress had just found out about that secret wireless wiretap stuff that the White House was trying to pull, and the Congress was trying to figure out how big of a deal it was and what the legality behind it was, and Alberto Gonzalez got on the stand in February 2006 and said, no one in the Justice Department has ever disagreed with this. Everyone is on board and says that it is legal. And it was that testimony that let Congress back off and say, okay, then you guys can keep doing it.
Right.
So then we find out in May that about the whole everyone rushing to John Ashcroft's bedside when he was in the hospital and under sedation because Alberto Gonzalez and Chief of Staff Andy Card were trying to pull a fast one and get the sedated Attorney General who had given up his powers because, you know, he was in the hospital to sign off on it. And it was this huge revelation that was given by the former...
And very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember
thuggish.
That as clear as a bell.
Oh.
And the chill that went up my spine, not only was I thinking, God, this is going to make a great movie someday.
Right.
Was I was also thinking, my God, you know, even John Ashcroft was uncomfortable with this NSA program. This must be worse than I thought.
I know, and it wasn't even the naked statue. I thought that was the only thing that got him all hot and bothered. This didn't even have stone breasts. No, he, so it was this big thing. And
by the way, I've always wanted to get Ashcroft's opinion on David, on the statue, but let's move on.
Oh, don't even go there, I think, with him. No, so this was the deputy attorney general at the time, who was the acting attorney general that day, James Comey, said this in May in front of the Senate. And the whole Senate went, what do you mean? This is so not what he said. This is not what he testified to, Gonzalez, last February. So they decided to bring him back and ask him again this week. And Gonzalez got up, and it was like he was 4 years old. He was like, yeah, no, that meeting was different. It wasn't about the warrantless wiretap. It was about something else.
That's why I call him Betito. That's exactly right. That's what we call. Just to let people know, in Mexicans, Mexicanos call Alberto, when you name a kid Alberto, when they're a little kid, when they're a little boy, you call him Betito.
Okay,
But go ahead.
Oh, well, it was, and they said, what are you talking about? You know, James Comey came in here and told us that, you know, you had this meeting at the White House about the warrantless wiretaps, that you rushed to the bedside of Ashcroft to try and force him to sign something about the wiretaps. And Gonzalez said, yeah, sorry, man, wasn't me. Didn't happen. You know, that's not true. And everyone went, oh, my gosh, is he going to get away with it? So then it got even more dramatic yesterday, because first they find a memo from the director of the National Intelligence, John Negroponte, from that time that said, today I went to a meeting at the White House about the warrantless wiretap program. And then the director of the FBI, yeah. We are not talking about, you know, Cindy Sheehan's or, right. or you know, Michael Moore's doing this. This is Robert Mueller of the FBI. This is staunch Republican John Negroponte. Mueller got in front of the Senate yesterday and said, you know what, that night that that hospital thing went down, John Ashcroft called me, and he told me that it was about the warrantless wiretaps.
Right.
So he's busted. Busted by his friends, which is the worst kind of busted
now,
to
he's
be.
Been, he's, Betito's been given 8 days to explain this, you know, by Senator Leahy. But I was thinking there's no, I don't think there's anything that he could explain without contradicting you know, another lie somewhere. I mean, it's just, it seems like they finally have him cornered. So I'm expecting that he's going to quit returning their calls. That's
exactly
what I think. You know,
he's
going
to go underground and hide, just like Harriet Myers is hiding, hide just like Josh Bolton is hiding. You know, once they got all very, they were bullying people into trying to buy what they were trying to sell. And they did a really bad job of it, because these aren't even good lies. The, sorry, man, it was about something else when you've got witnesses? Come on. You know, put a little ingenuity into it if you're going to start telling lies.
He's tired, you know. It's been a long few years here. you brought up Harriet Myers.
Yes.
Basically, I think that the term is a contempt citation, right, headed for Congress. I'm not sure if that's the actual term of what Conyers sent to the floor of Congress. But there's an attempt to find her and I believe Bolton in contempt of Congress.
It is, because they were subpoenaed. And when you're subpoenaed, if you are if you obey the laws, you must obey the subpoena and go to Congress. And everyone knew that they'd try and pull the, executive privilege, I plead the fifth, la, 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 sort of nonsense. But they just said flat out, we're not even going to show up.
Right.
We're not going. So Conyers and the House Judiciary Committee passed this contempt citation, and from there it goes, and they're looking at late August. I think the rumor is that they're going to vote on it by the full House, and if the full House votes to hold them in contempt, it then goes to the Washington, D.C. U.S. District Attorney, and that's where it becomes a criminal proceeding that carries with it a fine of $100,000 and a year in the slammer, basically.
Wow. If it goes that far, I want her to, you know, to serve time in L.A. County.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah.
Because they just have to open a whole new wing out there, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. No, put her in the Paris Hilton wing, it's okay. But I just love to be able to go and visit her and stuff and talk to her through the glass.
Well, the White House is already trying to knock it down. They said, do what you will, but we're announcing right now that the U.S. District Attorney is not allowed to find them in contempt.
Now, there was some talk about inherent contempt, which allows Congress to basically, you know, do the trial themselves and order the arrest themselves. Has there been any more whispers of that on Capitol Hill?
Here and there, but I don't know that that's really gathered much steam, just because I think that they really, really want to put it into the criminal court system and have it be taken care of that way. But I don't know. I mean,
Do they have any options? I mean, now that the White House is basically clearly, in my opinion, clearly and openly is engaged in obstruction of justice by telling the, you know, the district attorney not to follow the law, is this it? Would that be the end of the road?
Well, no, then it would bounce its way up to the Supreme Court, and that's where things get a little bit dicey because, as we know, Bush's legacy is that he was able to pack that court with people who play politics and don't do the law.
Right. This is you know, it is amazing to me, Christy, and I know, and by the way, I'm speaking to Christy Harvey with MikeCheckRadio.org. And thinkprogress.org. And it's amazing to me, Christy, how they've been able to completely game the system. Talk about a game of chess that they have, you know, that they have built over the last couple of decades. I mean, you know, their dream has come true almost. I mean, they're within grasp of having complete control of this government for, you know, a number of decades. Did I lose her? I think I Okay, we're taking. It looks like we got disconnected. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. It's 17 minutes after the hour. This is Mario Solis Maric on The Jay Marvin Show. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. Still a pretty good ride now around the metro area. That includes your north side, southbound I-25, still has some sluggish traffic from 104th to 84th, as does southbound I-25 getting into the downtown area. Have this deer herd out in the south side. That's affecting your westbound lanes of C-470 between Ken Carroll and Bowles Avenue, so just watch out. We've already had one wreck there where a car did hit a deer. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be mostly cloudy. Scattered thundershowers throughout the day and into the evening. Only high of 79 today. Looks like tomorrow more of the same with a high of 83, and right now under partly cloudy skies it's 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council and the Denver Art Museum remind you to take care of our summer air by chilling at the Denver Art Museum in the heat of the day. Visit ozoneaware.org. That's ozoneaware.org.
Hi, it's me, your computer. I work hard every day and you take me for granted.
This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Does your computer need a little love? If you've been neglecting your computer, call us today. We can make your computer happy again, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Buying an automobile is a combination of two things. It's a combination of need and also want. You don't buy a car unless you need one, and you gotta want the car that you want to buy. That's why I recommend you go to Rocky's Autos. They've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So you can find exactly what you're looking for. Plus, their matching down incentive helps you out because it helps you stretch your budget even farther, and they've got good people to help you in a time of need and also in a time of want. They're not going to take advantage of you. See my brothers, Tom and Marv Alshire, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Adolf Juan, any of the folks working at Rockies, Ziggy and Colby. Ask them. Talk to them. See the difference. Check out the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get down there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1982, so they're in it for the long haul. That's Rockies Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
And do you, Sharon, take Kenny to be your husband, along with his collections of power tools, baseball cards, old concert T-shirts, commemorative bobbleheads.
Need to get organized? Right now at the Summer Home Organization event, you'll find all kinds of smart storage savings, like 2 12-gallon flip-top totes for just $10. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it comes to getting the best gas mileage from your car, you can count on AutoZone to help. A tune-up with new spark plugs will keep your engine running more efficiently, saving you money at the pump. And now, for limited time at AutoZone, save $1 on each Bosch Platinum Plus spark plug and 50 cents on each Bosch Super Plus spark plug. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Save cash on gas. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Friday on the Tom Hartman program, it's Anything Goes Friday. Call in about anything. Senator Bernie Sanders is here for our first hour, Brunch with Bernie, taking your calls as he does every Friday at noon Eastern Time. Plus, as always, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour, this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. We lost Christy Harvey there trying to get her back. In the meantime, we'll continue. Just you and me talk about the issues. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. Renee, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I have a
question for Christy. Maybe you can save it for her because it's an important question. I feel like she might know the answer, and it's really been bugging me.
Okay, go ahead.
Question and a follow-up. The main one is, does she have an opinion as to why the Democratic leadership will not consider impeachment? And the follow-up is, what would be the most effective way to persuade them to change their minds?
Okay, great. And let me also take we'll ask her if we get her back, but let me take a crack at that, Renee.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. The number one, I know that when Nancy Pelosi took it off the table back in, you know, September, October, in the run-ups of the critical and important November election, only 10% of the American people favored impeachment, and internal polls that the RNC had, the Republican National Committee had, or actually the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee had, indicated that when people were polled, and if they were told that the Democrats were going to get into power by pushing and only impeach when they got in power, that, you know, the approval ratings for Democrats dropped. And that got leaked out, and that's why Republicans were saying they're going to come in just to impeach, because it was a good, you know, it was a good message for them. And that's why, you know, Nancy Pelosi right away had to clarify that was not her goal. The language she used, I thought, was too strong, though, but she needed to be, and I do understand that she needed to be definite in that language so that there was no ambiguity. And I think clearly in her mind that she was taking impeachment off the table. But she also said, you know, they were going to go wherever the investigations led. At that point, only 10% of the American people, supported impeachment. And at that time, you know, it was a negative message. You know, it hurt Democrats to frame them as the party of impeachment. That being said, you know, over the last 6 months, and for us, you and me probably, Renee, it's been a long 6 months, but the reality, and for our troops, it's even been a longer 6 months, but the truth of the matter is that it's only been 6 months since the Democrats have been in power, and a lot has changed. The investigations, I think, have been critical into bringing that pro-impeachment number up to 45%. So I think that, you know, that the next two, you know, I think that when folks are in the August recess visiting with their constituents, you know, it's important that they hear a pro-impeachment message, and it's important that they get off the dime at this point. I don't see it as an indictment of them that they didn't do it in January or February or even March or April. I do think that now that the numbers have shifted, because impeachment, once again, I said this earlier, and I don't want to bore people that have stuck with me this long since this morning, but it is a political process, you know, and it needs to have the support of the American people. And while it might be clear as a bell for some of us that it needs to happen, we have to do not only the work of convincing our members of Congress that it's important that it happen, but we also have to do the work of convincing our neighbors, because our neighbors need to be convinced as well.
Thank you so much. I really agree with you. And when you think about that shift from 10% to 45%,
that's huge.
That's Bush, and I think with Cheney, it's what, 55?
Yeah, 50.
What I heard.
Yeah, 52. Yeah. But still, over 50. Yeah.
I heard 56, but okay, it's up there. Okay.
Yeah.
When you think that shift has happened really without Democratic Party leadership, I mean, it's truly grassroots.
It's truly grassroots. It is absolutely truly grassroots.
That's where the pressure is going to have to come from to
Right.
shift the Democratic leadership. I mean, that's really a pretty amazing thing when you think about it. And I agree with you that it really takes one person to talk to. It's like when you first heard it, it sounded a little wacko. You thought it was a little crazy
Right.
and out there and extreme. And then the more you consider it, and then the more you sort of shift your point of view and start remembering that we're supposed to be a country with the rule of law, and you start adding it up, and every single time they have a hearing, you're like, "Wow, I can't believe it!"
But see, this is why the hearings are so important,
right.
And this was exactly, if I were to say this, this is exactly why strategically it was important that those hearings occur, because it has done the job of educating, which it's supposed to do, you know, and which is a completely legitimate goal of airing out the Congress's grievances with the executive and giving a chance for the American people to see what's going on. I mean, that is its role. And it certainly has, it to this point, it certainly has worked, but we have to do the job, you and I, of convincing our neighbors as well, not only pressuring the Congress, but also talking to strangers and talking to our friends and saying, think about this, man. How can we let anybody get away with this and then turn that mess over to our children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews? Renee, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it. And Renee called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Lori in Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Mario, so good to hear your voice. I wanted to know if you had made any comments this morning about Hazleton, about the district judge in Pennsylvania dumping the horrible anti-immigrant.
You are so breaking up, Lori, and I know what you're talking about, but if you're still there, could you repeat yourself? Because I know, there she went, okay. But thank you, I got the word horrible at Hazleton and judge, and that's all I needed to set me off. So I appreciate it. And I was going to actually ask Christy Harvey about it next. And actually, my understanding is Christy's coming back, right, John Turk? Yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll take a break now, and then we'll come back with Christy Harvey, and then it'll give me, Lori, you gave me the excuse to ask her about Hazleton, and that's all I needed. So I appreciate you calling 303-713-7600. It's 829. Where's the morning going? I'm glad you're spending it with me, Mario Solis Maric, right here on the Jay Marvin Show. Gina Michaels, is it good news or bad news out there?
Hey, thanks, Mario. It's actually really good news. We've got a nice Friday commute, virtually nothing of any importance, really, that's going to slow you down. Just the usual slow pockets, southbound I-25 downtown, I-70 to Spear. And, of course, we're still having a lot of folks trying to get out of the Thornton North Glen area between 104th and 84th. Well, today, for the weather, looks like those clouds are moving in, so you can expect a mostly cloudy day with scattered thundershowers into the evening.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Zodiac, Renaissance, and Perfume. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
I've heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, and auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner, a progressive lawyer, will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com. Baby, I'm ready to go. The light's green. Go!
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
His inability to answer simple and straightforward questions was just stunning.
And that's Senator Schumer. This is Mario Solis Maric on the Jay Marvin Show at the press conference where they announced further actions against Attorney General Betito Gonzalez. We got Christy Harvey back on the line. Welcome back, Christy.
Well, now we know for certain that the Justice Department is listening to your show.
I hope they're entertained. That's all.
I thought, was it something I said?
Really, there was like, bye-bye. You went bye-bye. By the way, we got a caller named Renee.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to know what your opinion was of why the congressional leadership had not yet, you know, moved on impeachment.
On impeachment of Alberto Gonzalez, of Dick Cheney,
just,
or of
the president? The big one. The big W.
Big one. I think that they're still trying to rally support of the troops. I don't think that some of the higher-ups, like Harry Reid, have signed on to it yet. I think that they know it'll be a bruising battle and one in which they'll be painted as partisans who don't care about the war. And so I think that they're still trying to figure out a way out of this whole mess without having to resort to that.
Yeah, I told her, I thought, you know, because people forget that impeachment is a political process. It's not just the legal process. It's, you know, it's a process that was laid out, and you really need to have the support of the American people in order to pull it off.
Absolutely.
And so
I still think that a lot of the people in Washington especially are still so bruised from what happened with the president back in, when was it, 98, 99, with President Clinton's impeachment.
Right.
It's a dangerous and difficult process that's not undertaken very lightly. And so if you don't have that overwhelming support, it's very hard to pull off.
It is very hard to pull off. Now, let me change gears on you a little bit. Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
This is good news. I'm so excited about this story.
A great victory. Tell us about it.
Okay. Hazleton, Pennsylvania is a very nasty little town.
Yep.
The town itself may be not nasty, but the mayor of the town is a nasty guy. And the mayor is a Republican, obviously.
Surprise.
Lou Barletta.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Barletta started a vendetta against undocumented workers, against immigrants, really, of all shapes, sizes, and legal status, last summer. And he's the guy who likes to storm around and talk about how immigrants are destroying the city, and it's because of immigrants that they have drug problems and crime and pestilence or whatever he can think of.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'd like to take a quick break here for the irony and point out that he is an Italian immigrant.
Right.
Last year passed a series of laws and got their state house to pass a series of laws aimed at immigrants. And they were the nasty kind.
Right.
And for example, their laws said that your landlord can kick you out of your house or apartment unless you can prove to him that you have legal status. And before you go, well, you know, maybe they could. No, the database that they use to tell whether or not someone has legal status is wrong 20% of the time.
Exactly.
So,
and this was really tearing, you know, this his actions have really torn the town apart. You know, most landlords didn't agree with it. You know, this was just like some bizarre thing he, you know, he picked up and ran with and has been able to, like, build a small political war chest from.
Exactly. And really, it's the politics of race, because it was racially profiling and allowing people to go after people from other countries. And there's a high Mexican population there. There was a high, I think, Salvadoran population there. Mm-hmm. So it was nasty business. And yesterday, a federal judge smacked the town down.
Here, here.
The federal judge, a U.S. District Judge James Munley, passed down a decision that said, no way, you're done. This not only is nasty, it's unconstitutional. You're not allowed to do this kind of thing. And said, I love this quote, in Munley's decision, which was 206 pages long, he wrote, even if federal law did not conflict with Hazleton's measures, the city could not enact an ordinance that violates rights the Constitution guarantees to every person in the United States, whether a legal resident or not.
Hear, hear. Yeah, this was huge yesterday, and as you know, Christy, and I'm speaking to Christy Harvey from MikeCheckRadio.org. As you know, there were copycat ordinances that this gave birth to all over the country. The Mexican American Legal Defense and Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund estimates that there have been about 200 copycat ordinances of this type that have sprung up in small towns all over the place. So this is a huge victory.
It really, really was. And this particular decision was tailored to only fit the town of Hazleton. So, unfortunately, it wasn't one of those big judicial decisions
right.
that then makes all of those other 200 towns fall. But here's the thing. Now that this has happened, judges across the country are going to be able to look to this case when they look at some of these other nasty laws that are enacted only. These laws are enacted only to cause division and to stir up fears. They don't really do anything to address any real problems with immigration.
There's Farmers Branch in which is a suburb in Dallas, right, that passed
uh-huh.
a similar thing where they were trying to get landlords not, you know, make it illegal for landlords to rent to undocumented people. And the neighboring towns that were, believe it or not, in that part of the suburb area of Dallas, you know, Farmers Branch was the big kind of economic, you know, boom little town.
Right.
And then the other surrounding towns were suffering. So they put up you could rent here signs, and their apartments got filled for the first time in ages. And now their towns are doing, you know, now their towns are a little boom town. So,
right.
So there you go. But
it's really good news to finally see truth and justice beat out over someone trying to do something nasty. And it was nice to see. It really was.
That's great. Christy, we appreciate your time each and every week right here on the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Christy Harvey with MikeCheckRadio.org. MikeCheckRadio.org, and it's M-I-C, by the way, not M-I-K-E. It's MikeCheckRadio.org. What do you think of any and all of those issues? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Ollie from Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Beautiful. I love it. I love Christy. She's got great energy.
Is she great? Yeah.
She really does. Lights it up. I love all this.
You sound like you're a little fan there, Ollie.
Well, I'm just in a good mood. It's Friday.
That's good. That's good.
Walking to work. I'm in downtown Denver. I listen to talk radio all over, all of them. And it just seems like, you know, we're talking a lot about the problems and getting the discussion out there, and that's good. I've been meditating and reading Deepak Chopra for a good 2-3 years, and I kind of believe things he says. And, you know, you talk about things as you want them to be, and eventually it's a pretty good chance it'll happen. For example, if you say you're going to fail a test and you keep thinking you're going to fail it, there's a good chance you're going to fail it. And I think that relates to all our issues, our human issues, and all the issues we're discussing, politics and human rights and all these things. And for years and years, past 6 years, public radio is great to get the discussion to evolve, but it just keeps talking about the problems. And I wondered if there's any way we could somehow gear that towards talking about things on a local and national and international level that will begin to, you know, change the discussion into how we want them to be.
Well, I mean, the difficult, I agree with you, and I really kind of honor where you're coming from, but you know, the difficulty has been is that most people are beginning to understand that the real discussion of where we are hasn't happened. You know,
it's like
you and I, you know, obviously you listen to a lot of talk radio and you're well read and you're kind of searching for stuff. And so we live, and I can't stress this enough, we live in this media bubble. You know, and the best thing that, and so we're talking to each other, and it's great that we're having this conversation, but we also can't forget that most people don't get any news and information, and then the majority of people that do get it from the 6 o'clock news. You know,
even yet
to this day, you know. So before you solve a problem, any type of problem, or have that forward-looking discussion about solving the problem, people have to know that they're, you know, what the problem is, and we have a long way to go in that regard.
Would you say how would you describe this nation? Most people just would describe it as a democracy or something like that. You live in an empire. If you don't know that, I can't help you. The empire was built over a period of 40 years. It wasn't built by military strength. Our empire was built by corporate assassins. For the last 40 years, we've been sending corporate assassins to countries all over the world. And typically what we like to do is, we like to give that country a loan. A loan they can never pay back. And then it's funny because that loan doesn't even go to the people. It goes to some corporation we set up in a country.
Right.
And basically start making laws so we can take their stuff.
And one of the things, you make my point in a sense, because I think that most Americans, and although I think they're starting to understand it now,
but I
think that most Americans would disagree that we are an empire. And most Americans don't understand what that word means, and most Americans don't understand, you know, what the ramifications of that are.
You're beautiful, Mario.
You know?
Most people watch TV, 40 hours a week? They don't even know how the picture gets in the tube yet.
And thank you for your call.
You're awesome.
Ali, so are you. He called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You know, I want to talk about this thing, this neighbor-to-neighbor conversation that we need to be having, because it's something that's been on my mind for a while, and it's something that I think that, you know, that we as progressives forget. And especially right now that we are finally in the heat of battle. It's something that I want to bring up with you and get your opinion on. 303-713-7600. It's 845. You're listening to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels, what's going on with traffic?
Thanks, Mario. Well, it's an uneventful ride across the metro area, you'll be glad to know. Looks like about the only spot right now that still has some sluggish traffic will be your Thornton-Northglenn area along southbound I-25. Even look pretty good into downtown. No delays right now on 225 across Aurora, either direction, and I-25 moving at good speeds through the tech center. Weather outlook, you can expect a mostly cloudy day with scattered thundershowers into the evening. Looking for a high of 79 tonight. It'll stay overcast with more...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall,
For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Green. Go!
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Is your nest egg going to be ready by your retirement date, or will you run out of time and money? Hi, I'm John Commuta. Instead of putting your retirement on hold, you can start looking forward to a debt-free, stress-free retirement with my proven transforming debt into wealth system. And I'll send you a free tape today showing you the power of my proven strategy.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. And that includes your mortgage. And it works no matter what your debt load. You'll eliminate your debt, freeing up the money to rapidly stockpile your retirement nest egg, guaranteed.
We were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts. Today we are totally debt-free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 8:50. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. By the way, at the top of the hour, Tom Tagney is going to drop in on us as he does every Friday. And I cannot wait to ask him what he thought about the Simpsons movie. And he'll also, by the way, he'll also talk about other movies. I know I've been harping on that, but that's one of the cool things about having the control of the microphone. You know, I want to know about the Simpsons movie, but he'll also talk about the movie Talk to Me, and if we have time, Interview. So all of that from Tom Tagney in just a little bit. Right now, we're going to the phones at 303-713-7600. Josh in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario.
Mario, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got to tell you, you're doing a heck of a job. I've been listening to you the last couple of days.
Thank you.
You can fill in for Jay anytime, as far as I'm concerned.
And it's an honor, because I really have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. At any rate, I wanted to share a conversation I had with my father, with you and your listeners. My dad, to kind of give you a little background information, is a co-founder of a a general contracting company that, builds megachurches. So he's made his fortunes building some of the largest buildings for conservative organizations. Yeah, and, it'd be funny.
And those things are not cheap.
No. I mean, for instance, the Focus on the Family Welcome Center was like it was a $25 or $28 million building.
Right.
At any rate, a lot of those things are kind of negotiated. No contract. I don't know if you knew that, but they kind of just agree with the company they want to do it instead of putting it out to bid. At any rate, that's not why I called. Regardless, he's made his fortunes as a stakeholder in conservative theology and their involvement in politics, and all of the individuals he does business with are a lot of the theological assassins that are in politics today, and as far as I'm concerned, conservatives. And he is just, we spoke last weekend, and he's just taken aback at how tough it is for my generation to get by. I have a physics degree, and I have two roommates, one who has an engineering degree from the School of Mines, and one has an economics degree from the School of Mines. So we're all, pretty well-educated kids. We're all 22. And we don't live together because it's too hard to get by on our own.
Yep.
And we don't drive fancy cars, and we don't go spend tons of money at the bars. We're all real simple, hardworking people. And we've got great jobs. We've got great degrees and great jobs, and it still takes three of us to get by. And my dad, who was raised in Reaganite economics, that's where he made all of his money, was in Reagan-era economic policies. And he just can't believe the toll that it's taken on the middle income. And what's really scary about it too is that you look at the political parties, and mainly the Republican Party, and they take to heart these keystone issues, social issues like abortion or gay rights and those sort of things, and that's how they capture the heartstrings of their constituency. But people don't realize that's not what matters, and the Republican Party could care less about those things. It's economic policies.
Right.
That's what
I mean,
it's like
the bait and switch. It's like, okay,
yeah.
We know you're anywhere from uncomfortable with gay people to downright hating them, depending on who you are. So I'm gonna play with your emotions on that while I turn around and make sure that the corporations get these huge tax cuts, and we take it out of your pocketbook directly, and it's a bait and switch tactic. It's as old as the snake oil salespeople. I mean, that's how old this thing is. It is. It's the same. It is the same deal. They're con men. And if it wasn't politics, they'd be arrested. I mean, if they tried this with a legitimate product, they would be arrested. They're con men who have figured out that under the First Amendment they could get away with this under First Amendment protections. That's what they have figured out. They could not do this con in the private sector. They just could. You could not sell a product under false pretenses at this level in the private sector without ending up in jail.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, there'd be some blowback.
And the reason that they do this, Josh, is because these very sophisticated snake oil dudes have figured out that they have First Amendment protections in politics and in religion, and that's where they've gone. They could rip off, the religious guys could send letters to senior citizens saying that, they're going to protect, traditional family values, charge
them,
take the $50 in, use that $50 to pay for cocaine and a meth hooker, and they don't get, and it's fraud. Anywhere else it would be fraud. But it's not fraud because it's religion.
It's unbelievable. And what baffles me is the Republican Party taking control of religion. People don't seem to understand that because you're religious, that doesn't mean you have to be a Republican.
Right.
The Catholic Church, for instance, was strongly in support of Democratic candidates for a very long time.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just been recent. But Josh, we got to take another call before I log off, but I thank you for your call.
Thanks, Mario.
I appreciate it. And Josh called at 303-713-7600. John from Louisville, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario. Enjoy your show. I'm a recovering Republican.
Hear, hear.
Better late than never.
Wait.
Hey, I keep getting hit by my neocon brother with some facts that I can't refute. He contends that as a result of all these tax cuts, that we have more revenues flowing into the Treasury, taking into account inflation, than ever before.
Right.
Is that accurate?
No.
It's not accurate.
And could you do me a favor, John?
Yeah.
And call after we do the movie review?
Sure.
Because this is a great topic.
I'd love to refute it.
Hey, John Turk, could you get John from Louisville's number to make sure we take this question at the next segment after I find out about the Simpsons?
No problem.
Yeah, I'm dying.
I got to find out about the Simpsons, John. I hope you understand.
I got you. Sure.
You know, it is. No, did I just sound shallow or what? It's, oh, man. This is Mario. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. It's right here on AM 760. We'll be back with Tom Tagney. It's 9 o'clock.
National Intelligence Estimate. The whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. It's called the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System by John Commuta. Call today for a free tape revealing the power of this proven system.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. Our system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
You can do the same, guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. This system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape, 1-800-400-3814. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-3814. 1-800-400-3814.
760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The dust may have settled on Wall Street. A day after a 300-point plunge, the Dow is down about 70 points right now, shaking off fears about the housing industry and embracing some news about solid economic growth in the second quarter.
This being a Friday in the summertime, it's very hard-pressed to get enough market participants to point to a directional change here, so I think that's why we're seeing a bit of softness in the markets this morning, and that may well follow through throughout the course of the day.
Market analyst Art Hogan, President Bush says the U.S. and world economies are okay.
Casting a spotlight on the report of 3.4% economic growth in the second quarter, President Bush vowed to keep the economy strong.
My pledge to the American people is we will keep your taxes low to make sure the economy continues to remain strong, and we'll be wise about how we spend your money.
At the end of a meeting with his top economic advisors, President Bush said the U.S. economy is large, flexible, and resilient, and is benefiting from a surge in exports of goods and services. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
An aerospace company that sent the first private manned rocket into space is investigating yesterday's tragic explosion in the Mojave Desert.
We were doing a test of the propellant and flowing it through an injector to see how it flows.
Designer Dick Rutan says three workers were killed, three others critically hurt. The company's been working on a craft for space tourists. And NASA's expected to get a panel's report today that reportedly finds at least two instances of astronauts violating alcohol rules before flight. It's been more than a week since canned chili, stew, and other foods were recalled because of botulism fears, but still, some of the items are still on store shelves. At the Indiana Health Department's Lene Granzano is trying to get the word out about all the different brands.
There are about 30 actual labels with many different products, including chipped beef gravy, barbecue chili with beans or no beans.
Four Shiite fighters, five civilians have been killed today in a battle between insurgents and U.S. and Iraqi troops in Baghdad. Two dozen people have been wounded in the fighting. Protests and riots at a hotel near the Red Mosque in Islamabad, Pakistan. It's where 13 people have been killed, dozens hurt after a suspected suicide bombing. Here at home, the House is expected to take action today on a batch of security measures recommended by the 9/11 Commission, approved last night by the Senate. It shifts more money to high-risk states and cities and strengthens screening of air and sea cargo. Clear day, sunshine, warm in Dubuque, Iowa yesterday. So why was ice falling from the sky? Large chunks smashed through the roof of Jan Kenkel's house.
All of a sudden I heard this awful crash. It sounded like a bomb or an explosion.
Other pieces were found in backyards and in the street. No one's sure if the ice came from an airplane or from somewhere in the atmosphere. Checking Wall Street again, the Dow is down 70 points and the NASDAQ is off 12. This is CBS News.
What's on your summer travel wish list? The beach? Your mom's? Someplace you've never been? Well, Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are giving you a free $50 gas card this summer to go anywhere your heart desires. With our Easy Choice Rewards program, just redeem 6 stamps for your free $50 gas card. After all, your wish list awaits. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com today. We'll see you there.
Earn 1 stamp per night. Maximum 5 stamps for qualifying stay. Redeem 6 stamps between 6-1 and 8-16-07 to receive gas card. For details, visit easychoiceonline.com. Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid... How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Three cops are in sick bay this morning after a gun went off during a scuffle with a man armed with a .357 Magnum. Happened during a routine DUI checkpoint stop.
At that time, the trooper and the two Arapahoe County deputies joined in this wrestling match. The suspect started firing rounds off from his gun.
Denver Police Chief Yuri Whitman says the armed suspect was shot in the head. He died early today. The three cops, one was shot in the wrist, one in the foot. The other suffered a broken nose. Former Quest boss man Joe Nocio returning to Denver federal court this morning to face the music. He'll be sentenced on 19 counts of insider trading. Federal jury concluded Nocio sold $52 million in stock when he knew the company faced serious financial risk, but didn't tell investors. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says a whole lot of issues for the judge to ponder.
First, how long a sentence Joe Nocio should receive. Second, how much should be forfeited, what fines should be assessed, and finally, should Nocio be free pending appeal?
U.S. District Judge Edward Nottingham hearing prosecutors and Nacho's attorneys before he issues a sentence during a hearing that begins at this hour in Denver. And a great hissing contest going on. GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee calling on rival Tom Tancredo to quit airing what Huckabee calls a blatantly dishonest campaign ad in Iowa. Huckabee says the ad accuses him of favoring amnesty for illegals. He says Tancredo did sloppy research and mischaracterized his views. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, a nice ride around the metro area. Nothing right now that's going to slow you down. We're free of any kind of wrecks. Southbound I-25 still a little slow from 104th to 84th again through your downtown area. Have several construction hotspots to watch out for. I-70, you could see single lane closures there either direction between 32nd and Ward Road today in the Golden area. Weather outlook, looks like we'll have mostly cloudy skies, thunder showers throughout the day and into the evening, flash flood.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
President Schwarzenegger.
That is me.
Springfield has reached crisis levels. I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options.
I was elected to lead, not to read.
This is Mario Solis Maric with Tom Tangney. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Good.
Did I lose you, or did you? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. As you know, that was a clip from the much-anticipated epic movie, The Simpsons. I understand you've seen it. What do you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm in the odd position of rooting for this movie, even though I personally was disappointed in it. So I'm in a kind of curious situation. This was a movie, of all the movies coming out this summer, this is the one I was most anticipating, I was most looking forward to. I thought it was going to sort of knock the socks off everybody, and I felt disappointed. Nonetheless, because I'm such a Simpsons fan, and I really like the guys behind, you know, the Simpsons empire, that I'm actually rooting for the movie, and I'm cheered every time I read a positive review. So I just want to give that kind of context.
Do you think, Tom, that you were disappointed? Because sometimes, you know, our expectations get so high about a film, and then, you know, it doesn't quite measure up. You know, do you think it's because of that, or do you think there are real flaws in the movie?
Well, no. I mean, I think there are real flaws in the movie, but I absolutely, you know, acknowledge that. For instance, my reviews, I'm slightly disappointed in the movie, but it's nowhere near, like, you know, terrible. It's no Norbit, right. You know, it's no License to Wed. I mean, it's no Chuck and Larry. It's not a terrible movie. I just had such high expectations. And here's the context that I was putting the movie in.
Okay.
Monty Python did a great Monty Python and the Holy Grail. South Park did a great South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. What they managed to do was make great comedy movies out of hilarious TV series. I was hoping for the same kind of quality from the Simpsons movie. I don't think it's there.
Okay.
The thing is, like the TV show. Now, I don't know. I understand you are quite the fanatic. I consider myself.
Yes, I am.
But now, have you stayed with it for all 18 years?
I've watched. I think I missed the first year, maybe the first 2 years at the most. Yeah.
We might have crossed over. I love the show when it first came out, but like with a lot of people, I just sort of, you know, lost track of it over the years. So I cannot cite, like, there are people here in the newsroom that, you know, say, oh yeah, that was episode this and season 6 and all that. So I'm not at that stage, but I never saw it and, you know, felt it was a waste of time. So I consider myself a Simpsons supporter. To me, the problem with the movie is that it does have a lot of funny gags. I mean, that line, the Schwarzenegger line about read, not read, I mean, that's one of the best lines in the movie. And there are a lot of little joys, like with most Simpsons episodes, a lot of little cracks here and there that really work. The problem in the course of a movie is you need some kind of overarching comic storyline, I think, to justify the movie. And instead, I think they try to come up with grandiose themes. I mean, they deal with global pollution and governmental quarantines and Bart in search of a real father. I mean, they have these kind of grandiose themes, but none of them really have this great payoff. So the joys in this movie, and there are loads of little joys in this movie, are the little cracks. I mean, like the film, early in the film, they have a Green Day concert, and there's a big banner behind the band that says, binge responsibly. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. I mean, it's that kind of clever stuff. There is a Itchy is running for president. There's an Itchy / Hillary in 08, you know, campaign poster. There are those kinds of joys. At one point, Lisa Simpson on her environmental kick, you know, gives a lecture called An Irritating Truth. I mean, there are all sorts of little, you know, cultural reference points that really are, you know, pretty funny. And the best stuff actually is the sort of the self-reflexive stuff. And this is very Simpson-like. About 5 minutes into the movie, Homer Simpson stands up in a movie theater while he's watching the movie that we're supposedly watching and turns around to the audience and says, boring. And then he goes on, what a bunch of suckers we all are. We're paying for something we've gotten free for years on TV. That's the kind of self-reflexive stuff. It's very clever. At one point, there is, on the movie screen, there is a scroll across the bottom of the screen advertising an upcoming Fox TV show, obviously a gag. It's called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? But the thing is, the fact that it actually scrolls, it has a stop and to be continued, just like the TV show. So there are a lot of little things, I think, that you know, that justify going. If you're a fan, obviously, you have to see it, even if it's
right.
terrible. If you're
right.
not a fan, I would just say, as long as you don't have high expectations, I don't think it reaches the level of Holy Grail or, you know, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. But as a Simpsons movie, it's funny enough, and it's a lot funnier than most of the movies that claim to be comedies this summer.
Well, that's great.
So kind of a mixed review.
It's a mixed review, but you did sound enthusiastic there, so it sounds like you had fun, and that's the bottom line.
That's right.
All right.
Expected more guffaws and a few.
I had a feeling because one of the questions I really was going to ask you this, but you already answered it. But I was going to because I couldn't figure out what the big story would be, and I thought that might be the flaw. Like what you know, what could they come up with that would last 90? I don't know how long this movie is, but at least 90 minutes, right?
I think it's 87 minutes.
Yeah, and so it's like, how do you do that in the Simpsons context? Because sometimes, even though I'm a big fan of the TV show, sometimes they don't do it for the 22 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's like, and they'll even joke about it. You know, yeah, this story ended a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
Now, you also had time to see Talk to Me.
That's right.
How was that?
That's a very interesting movie. This is based on, it's a Don Cheadle performance and one of his best. Don Cheadle is one of these sort of great, I wouldn't say undiscovered, but underappreciated, you know, actors of his or our generation. And in this movie, he plays a real-life DJ in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, is that that movie?
Petey Green, yeah. And it's a movie about who he was. This was it starts off, I think, in 1966. He's a con, and he ends up doing a kind of radio show within the penitentiary. Happens to meet, kind of by a fluke, a radio producer who is actually at the jail visiting a brother of his who's in jail with him.
That's kind of what happened to me.
Is that right? Well, this may be your life story, Mario. We'll have to talk about that off the air. But anyway, the thing is, what's nice about this is that Cheadle gets to play. You know, Cheadle often plays very kind of smart, you know, considerate characters. He's never really as flashy as you'd like him to be. And in this one, he just cuts loose. Because the way that Petey Green, historically, what made him significant was in the 60s, this is on the, you know, the cusp of the civil rights movement and the like, the DJs were all very, you know, sort of like the, you know, the Nighthawk, and he would talk like in a kind of a sort of a sexy Barry White kind of presentation, but there was nobody talking, taking it to the streets. Petey Green says, I'm an ex-con, I've done this, I've done that, you know, I've got a PhD from the streets, and this is what it is, it's real, man, and he ends up really sort of electrifying the D.C. area. He happened to be on the, so he had this very popular, he played music, so he was basically a DJ, but he did a lot of talking and took a lot of calls. So it was like the very beginning, the early beginnings of talk radio. He happened to be on the air when they got word that Martin Luther King had been assassinated, Jr. had been assassinated, and so he just sort of, he became the conscience of Washington, D.C. at the time. So it's a fascinating story about how a guy from the streets really sort of made his name, you know, for himself by just keeping it real, you know, being authentic. And
you know what?
Like
I have to tell you, I saw the previews of this. I didn't realize it was the same movie, and I was just fascinated by, you know, by the you know, I was thinking, oh my God, this, I got to see this.
Yeah.
So now that you've laid out the story for us, what do you think? Was it well done? Or
well, here's the interesting thing. I think it's a very square movie for such a hip topic. That'd be my one criticism. It's a great sort of biopic explaining what happened at each step of the way, and because it's such a great story and such an interesting story about somebody who I didn't, you know about, I really enjoyed the movie, but it doesn't do anything more than what a good TV movie would do. So I think it kind of falls down on the cinematic level. I was thinking, man, we're trying to recreate the 60s, you know, the riots and all of the kind of excitement of the 60s, the electricity in the air. The movie doesn't really capture that. Instead, it's more of a kind of, it's almost plotting in how it tells the story. I would argue, though, that it's worth seeing because it's such a great story, and Cheadle's performance is fantastic. also just to balance it, it's also about his relationship with his very sort of straight-laced producer, played by a British actor, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who's also just as good as sort of like the mainstay. If Petey is kind of like a, you know, an extreme guy who, you know, gets drunk too much and really needs somebody to corral him in, Ejiofor plays the guy who corrals him in. Again, he's also became a famous DJ, Dewey Hughes, and it's about their relationship, the two of them. It's really well acted, excellent performances, great story, so filmmaking, but, you know, a lot of people go to movies for the story, not so much for the flashy
right.
cinematography, so I would recommend this movie with some hesitation. It's not a great movie, but it's a great story.
And now, and I can't wait to see both of these, man, but of course I'll see The Simpsons first.
Sure.
The Interview, real quick, we're running out of time here, but how was the Interview?
Well, the thing is, Interview is a weird movie. The great thing is, I love Steve Buscemi. I think he's the great character actor of our generation. You know, the original Mr. Pink, the guy who ends up in The Wood Chipper in
right.
Fargo. I mean, he's in Ghost World. He's a fantastic actor. This is one of those movies that he directed and stars in. It's a two-piece. You know, it's basically just two actors, like a stage play almost, with him and Sienna Miller. He plays a bored journalist who's forced to interview sort of a vapid celebrity, and it gets very heated. They end up going back to their apartment. They have this 90-minute argument. I think the movie is forced. I think it's a little unrealistic. I don't buy all the transitions. But Sienna Miller and Buscemi are both worth watching. And, again, this is sort of like a... You know, a bit like Talk to Me, in that I don't think the movie making is that fantastic, but there are two great performances. So if you're interested in acting performances, I highly recommend it. The other interesting backstory about this is based on a movie by Theo van Gogh, who was the Dutch filmmaker who was assassinated a couple of years ago by Islamic extremists because he was doing a documentary about women, Muslim women, and they thought it was offensive. And so they actually murdered him. So this movie is sort of done in tribute to him. It's an American remake of a movie that he had made earlier about a real sort of a celebrity actress and the kind of relationship that he had with her. So there is a way to see Buscemi sort of tipping his hat to a filmmaker who was you know, cut down in the prime of his life. And so
wow.
It is kind of a dedication to that filmmaker as well.
So overall, and I'm speaking to Tom Tangney, overall, Tom, this summer, has this? You think this is good? You know, how does it compare to? Because obviously, summer's the time for movies. There's two times: summer and Christmas, right?
That's exactly.
And what do you think compared to other summers? Am I missing out because I'm working too hard this summer?
Problem. I think that most of the big movies were sequels, and they weren't only sequels; they were like trilogy sequels. And most of those movies, I was slightly disappointed. I think Spider-Man 3 was pretty good, but I think Shrek really was a disappointment compared to the other two. And I think Pirates of the Caribbean is just kind of like spinning off their wheels. The one surprise for me in terms of big blockbuster movies. Live Free or Die Hard, number 4, that was the big surprise. I had no interest in seeing a fourth version cranked out 12 years after the last one. That to me is the big kind of surprising discovery of the summer in terms of big movie musicals. I mean, movie sequels.
I'd love to see it as a musical.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Bruce Willis can do anything. Why not see that? Speaking of musicals, there is a small Irish movie that I've recommended earlier that came out early this summer called Once. It's sort of in select theaters around the country that I really would recommend. I think that's one of the the best movies out there. Hairspray.
So it's called Once.
It's called Once. It's a very quiet. It stars the lead singer of an Irish group called The Frames. A very quiet movie, but I highly recommend it. Set in the streets of Dublin, kind of an anti-musical because it's very sort of realistic and a lot of great music. Hairspray. We talked about. I think Hairspray is not that great a movie, but there are a lot of fun performances in it. And if you're a musical fan, I think Hairspray really works. If you're not, I would steer clear because it's like a musical. It's a lot of song and dance numbers. Pretty crazy, but you know, it's Travolta in the fat suit. He's getting all the attention, but this newcomer, 18-year-old Nikki Blonsky, is the real surprise find of the summer.
Well, thanks a lot for your time, Tom. This is a great info, and thank you for joining us on the Jay Marvin Show.
Always fun. See you later, Mario.
See you later, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVD.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
After the accident, it was like 2 years before we settled and started getting my annuity, getting my payments, and things were going pretty good for a while. Then Jeff and I got divorced. And before you know it, the money started getting chopped up. And, well, you know, waiting 15 years for that money just doesn't sound so good anymore. I need that money, and I really need it now.
At J.G. Wentworth, we understand waiting on long-term payments can be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlements, annuities, insurance claims. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your money in your hands now. You've seen our ads on TV. Now is the time to call. For free information, just call 1-800-400-5581. We've helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. Call right now for free information. 1-800-400-5581. 1-800-400-5581.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock with you. Then Jay comes back on Monday, lunes. So you don't have to, don't freak out. You're going to get your Jay Marvin fix in just a few days. Before we went to the movies with Tom Tagney, we had had a phone call from John from Louisville, and I understand that we got him back on the line. John, you're back, and you had a question, basically.
Yes, it's an old argument. My neocon brother, I'm going to bludgeon him with the facts when I get them, insists on telling me that with the tax cuts put in place by this administration, that we have more revenues flowing into the federal coffers, taking into account inflation, than we have ever had before. And I find that hard to believe. It's not a new argument, but I just want some facts to refute him with that.
Well, first of all, it's a very old argument, John.
Yep, I know.
It's an argument every time we get hit up by tax cuts, and it's a cleverly phrased question. But before I answer it, we also had a caller who wanted to take a stab at it as well. So hang on with us, John.
Great.
George in Inglewood is joining us right here on the Jay Marvin Show. George, you wanted to take a stab at this as well.
Hello.
Hello, George. You're on the air.
Mario and John.
Yes.
John, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, he can.
Okay, there's some data. There's a nice website you can go to.
Great.
By typing in U.S. budget and go down to where you see historical tables. And there's a whole bunch of tables about all kinds of stuff about the federal budget. And if you like browsing through numbers, it's a great place to just sort of hang around in. Now, I like playing with numbers and calculating stuff. And let me give you two tables where you can find out and calculate this for yourself.
And George, just for this is Mario. Just for clarification, this is usbudget.org,
this is or
are you telling him to Google U.S. budget?
Just Google U.S. budget. You'll find it's from I think the website when my wife did it said GPO Access, but it's from the Office of Management and Budget.
Very good. Okay, go ahead.
And you can type in the current, just say browse the U.S. budget, and it'll give you a whole bunch of information for each department, but go down to where it says historical tables, and this is where it gives you all this neat information from way back, and it tells you tax returns. And there's one table, the first one you should look at is called Summary of Outlays and Surpluses and Deficits, that kind of stuff, and it's table 1.3. And the nice thing about it gives you in current dollars and also in constant dollars. So it corrects for inflation. And in the seventh column, I think it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's something called the composite deflator. And it's for most of these numbers, it's a fraction. For the year 2000, because it's based on 2000, the number is 1. What you do in order to correct is just divide by that number.
Okay.
You can play around with it and do all that.
And so, George, to cut to the chase.
But here's one more. But here's where you can go in to find what actually happened with the income, with the personal income, the individual income taxes, and compare it, let's say, to Social Security revenues. You go to another table. Unfortunately, they don't do the correction for you, so you got to learn how to use that deflator. It's table 2.1.
You know, this is great stuff, George.
Wait a minute.
George, hold on, both of you guys. George, bottom line, you got it. We're running out of time here. What is the result of all the calculations?
Here's the numbers. Since 2001, and that's the base year that I did some of these calculations, our current revenue is down 9.1% as of 2006. This doesn't usually happen under Nixon, under Clinton. These were way up. But if you correct for inflation, you'll find it's unbelievable how far down the numbers really are. So when Sean Hannity and Mike Rosen say tax cuts give you all this new revenue, not true. And just tell them you've looked at the historical tables that the government gives you and tell them to prove it.
And thank you both for your call. George, but first of all, before you leave, John, did that answer? I think that should more than answer your question.
Yes, it did. So the upshot is it's the revenues have decreased, as I suspected.
Yeah, revenues have and thank you for your call. Let me make a little comment about this, though, as you guys depart, and they both call 303-713-7600. At our mini economic university here on the Jay Marvin Show. We'll give you my little commentary.
I felt like I was back in college, Mario.
Me too. I was like,
whoa.
Was that more? Don't you love it? I love Denver, man. Or Boulder, the whole area. You guys have the best callers here.
That's why I did not get a degree in business. I was there for a couple semesters, going towards the business route, and that's why I didn't go there.
But when we get back, I'll give you my opinion on all of those tables and numbers and put it into some context for you. But we need to take a break first here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 8:30, and Gina Michaels, I guess things are still going smoothly out there?
Yes, actually, we're in very good shape, Mario. Thank you. Southbound I-25 from I-70 to Spear is our only remaining slow pocket. Otherwise, you're going to have a nice, clear, and up-to-speed drive around town. Just keep in mind some construction areas to avoid. They are working on I-70 around E-470, and you might get some lane closures there either direction today until about 3. Also, westbound I-76 will have a right lane closed there right near 104th today. Weather outlook, it's going to be a mostly cloudy day with scattered thunder showers throughout the day and into the evening. Flash flood watch also.
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance.
You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
There was that sale on widgets. Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
The selection is outstanding, and the quality is better than ever. You don't have to be as old as me to know that this is the buying opportunity of the year. Visit Casey Fine Furniture today. These are the final days. Don't miss it.
Carl, don't panic, but there's a blue thing around your head. It appears to contain a hotel and some sort of savings message.
Oh, yeah. I just booked a last-minute summer vacation on Orbitz. Saved 30% on my hotel. Got a great room, too.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I figured. Can I touch it?
No.
Please.
No.
Book your last-minute vacation to select summer destinations and save up to 30% on your hotel. Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead.
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a three-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8507. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills. You?
I'm in appliances. I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Right now, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card, plus an extra 10% off new appliances of $397 or more. You'll find opportunities and savings around every corner, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through July 29th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Computer problems? PC Answers. Video security systems for your home or business? PC Answers. The answers to all your technology needs.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on am760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, you have to go out there, face that mob, and apologize for what you did.
I would. I'm afraid if I open the door, they'll take all of you.
No, we won't. We just want Homer.
Well, maybe not you, but they'll kill Grandpa.
I'm part of the mob.
This is Mario Solis Maric. It's 9:35 right here on the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk. You know, we just had this this kind of wild, extremely informative conversation with a couple of callers about this whole, you know, the more we cut taxes, the more money revenue, the more revenue government gets, the better the economy is, etc. And I have to tell you, I'm especially on it about that big lie right now. And that is, that sentence, that thought has become the basis of conservatism since Reagan. I mean, although it was always out there in conservative think tanks, it has become basically the premise of conservative economic theory for this country. And quite frankly, if you're a conservative out there, I have to tell you, you need to do better than that. It's an extremely limited economic analysis. It's a tool that has not yet proven to work anywhere. And if you want to come up with, you know, a reason for limited government or anything that's based on economics, you just have to throw that out and come up with something new. Because people now have internet access, and they could do what our caller did and just look up the numbers and see for themselves that it's just not true. And and for those of you who don't want to go through the trouble of looking up all the tables, I want to tell you something. Whenever you're approached with this argument, is to ask somebody, well, if you say the more we cut taxes, the more revenue government has, then what you must mean is that if we cut taxes altogether, the government will suddenly have like intense amounts of revenue. And of course, that's a ridiculous argument. Because if everybody quit paying taxes, the government would have no revenue. So this idea that the more we cut, the more we have is obviously in and of itself limited if you take it to its ridiculous logical conclusion. You don't get more. I know this seems simple to most of you, but I'm kind of, it needs to be said. You don't get more by paying in less. And what has happened is that people get to keep more, and which I guess we're told is a great thing to have happen, because those people turn around and create jobs in this country. But because we are now a global workforce, we are now a global economy, that isn't true. There was just, and I'm particularly on this issue this week, because earlier this week, there was an article in the New York Times, and I actually had on my other show an expert, an economic expert from the Brookings Institute, who is not anti, you know, free trade at all, you know, much more conservative than I am, that absolutely blows a big hole into this theory. They, if you remember back in 2004, the Republican Congress and the Republican Senate and George Bush gave multinational corporations with overseas operations a tax amnesty. Now, this is from the guys who are supposedly against amnesty for nannies and janitors. They gave a big old tax amnesty to multinational corporations, allowing them to bring in money from wherever they had operations, the Marianas Islands or, where, you know, wherever, right? The Canary Islands, wherever they're having this stuff. They could bring the money back in, with a minimal tax. I think it was like 5% tax that they were, as opposed to the regular rates. They were able to bring that money back in. And, of course, they sold it to you, the American people, saying that they're going to bring this money in, and, of course, magically, they're going to create jobs. And the pharmaceutical industry as a whole brought in an estimated $100 billion. And by the way, it's a very good estimate because, you know, there's a lot of tracking that shows, let me put it this way, it was at least $100 billion that they brought in. And do you know how many jobs in the United States the pharmaceutical companies have created, the pharmaceutical industry as a whole has created after repatriating $100 billion at a 5% tax rate? Zero. They have actually cut tens of thousands of jobs, U.S. jobs, the pharmaceutical companies have, since 2004. And so this idea that, the conservative economic premise is based on two things. One thing is that somehow if we give less money to the government magically has more, which, of course, is illogical, doesn't work, and our caller gave you the tables to prove that. And if you take it to the logical conclusion, you could think it out yourself. But then the other premise is that it magically creates jobs. And in that one instance, but it's also duplicated in another instance, it's just that I have the numbers on the pharmaceutical industry right now. It's clear that that is just not true. And so conservative economic theory does not work. It's based on a big lie. And, and quite frankly, true conservatives need to come up with something else. If you don't want to pay taxes because you just don't want to pay taxes and you don't feel that you owe anything to the common good, then say that. Put it on the table, have people vote on it, and see how the majority of American people feel. Say, you know what, we don't owe a responsibility to anybody. You know, I'm putting it on the table, I owe nothing to nobody. And have people vote on that and see if the majority of the American people feel, agree with you. But don't hide, that selfishness. by, you know, some bizarro theory that somehow if you give the government less money, more money ends up in the bank account, because it's a lie. And while this might have worked years ago because people didn't have access to information, it just doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't work anymore. And if, you know, and I don't care if you're from the freaking Heritage Foundation or the American Enterprise Institute or whatever little fancy right-wing, you know, think tank that you spend 3 hours at before you go to your $20 martinis in the afternoon. I don't care how fancy you are. The bottom line is that the numbers are the numbers. And the only result that we're seeing right now of all that fancy right-wing think tank thinking is that there's a larger disparity between the rich and the poor right now than has existed since the 1920s. And you cannot have a democracy, you know, with that type of disparity. And quite frankly, you can't have an economy with that type of disparity, because you could produce all the products you want to, you need somebody to buy them. How logical is that? Who the heck's going to have them? I mean, people can't even afford their homes anymore. We got massive, massive foreclosure rates in this country in almost every state now. We saw the collapse yesterday. Of the stock market. The right wing is walking around saying, oh, this economy is great, we don't know what people are complaining about. Yet when you poll the American people, they're saying it's not so great, not so great. Well, you know what? If it comes, you know why the American people say it's not so great and the right wing think tankers think it's going great? Because the right wing think tankers could afford $20 martinis and $75 steaks, and they sit around in theory land. The American family is looking at its budget, it's looking at next year, it's looking at the year after, and they're realizing that they're getting squeezed and things aren't so great. So when it comes down to economic theory, you need to listen to the American family, because they're looking at real numbers 3 years out, and if the majority of them are telling you that it ain't going so great, it's not going so great. It's not that they just think it's not going so great, or that they've been told by the 6 o'clock news it's not going so great, or whatever, you know, whatever the Republicans want you to think of why people are worried about their economic futures. People in our country don't worry about stuff that they shouldn't be worried about. You know, I hate when I hear that stuff from these guys. I hate when they diminish. You know, Americans are worried. Believe me, they're not worry warts. Americans may be many things, but we're not a bunch of worry warts. If things are going well, we're celebrating with our families, we're building businesses, we're too busy to worry. If the majority of the American people are telling you things aren't going well, it's because they're not going well, because we're not a bunch of belly achers, and I'm sick of people telling us that. It's just demeaning and it's disgusting. And right now, and what we saw in the stock market yesterday, and what we see today, and what we're going to see into next week, all the right-wing think tankers are going to try to spin it away, or they're going to say, what a surprise. They're going to come up with some excuse. The American people knew this was coming for the last 12 to 18 months. And they didn't need to sit around and think it through, you know, with big grants from the tobacco industry or big grants from the pharmaceutical companies. They figured it out on their own freaking spreadsheet, on the laptop that they bought at the corner computer store on discount because they couldn't afford anything else. Gee, Manny. Let's take a break. 303-713-7600. 303-713-760.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children. I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Zodiac, Renaissance, and Perfume. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM760.net.
And it's 9:49. This is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. Jay will be back on Monday. My time here is almost done. We have time for a few more calls here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and you could try to sneak in there at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And, of course, you could always text me at am760.net, am760.net. Adrian, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
I just have two brief things.
Yes.
One is there's been a net loss of jobs in this country since 2001.
Yep.
Not a net increase. Secondly, we fought a war starting in 1775 to get rid of a king, a House of Lords, a central bank, and a multinational corporation, and what do we have? We have a king, we have the Senate, we have a central bank, and our foreign policy, and actually our domestic policy, is run on behalf of them as opposed to us. people need to read. And you and, you know, other people like you need to encourage people to turn off the TV, which is selling a bunch of crap, and read. Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Adrian. Paula from Inglewood, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, Mario. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just really enjoyed your rant about trickle down economics and what a farce that is. I've been saying all along to friends and the like that if you put the money in the hands of 1%, the top 1%, that's the number of people that are going to be able to spend it. And so it doesn't really make sense that, you know, it's logical that it's not going to work. But I also wanted to say that the one thing your rant didn't include was the fact that in states like Colorado with Tabor, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, limiting taxation, you know, our infrastructure is just crumbling. You know, the steam pipe explosion in New York City is a perfect example of...
That is a very good example, Paula.
Of tax revenues that need to be accumulated to pay for our aging water and sewer and highways and things like that. So I just enjoyed your rant. It was really great.
Thank you.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Paula, for joining me today.
Okay.
And Paula called at 303-713-7600. She brings up an excellent point, by the way. You saw that steam pipe burst. If you could imagine that our infrastructure throughout this country, that was not a New York City thing. The great Mayor Giuliani, right? The great, wonderful protector and rebuilder of New York, Giuliani, ignored that the pipe infrastructure underneath New York is absolutely crumbling, and so is the infrastructure in your town or city. If you could imagine, if you buy a house, you know, in 10 years I got, or 20 years or whenever, I got to replace the roof. I'm going to have to spend some money on plumbing, you know, blah, blah, blah. You would not sit there and say, well, I'm not going to, you know, set any money aside for this because if I work hard enough and I spend my money, it will just somehow take care of itself. And that's the premise. That's the conservative economic premise right now. And Rudy Giuliani basically, you know, showed you what could happen in a city where you just do surface cleaning and you don't do any infrastructure investment. And that's the plan that he has for the United States of America. John, you said we had a call. Matt, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
How you doing, Mario?
Good. How are you?
Really well, man. Just really enjoyed your show the last couple of days.
Thank you.
Kind of found AM radio the last week and a half.
Oh, good.
You know, always listened to it with my dad growing up, but definitely just been watching the debates the last couple of weeks and just getting to know the candidates more and just really enjoyed your show. Very enlightening.
Thank you, Matt. And I'm glad you found us. I'm really glad.
But, you know, it's like when you explain things the way you just did as far as that trickle-down effect, it's like, you know, I'm in my mid-20s. Live in Boulder, a well-off young white man, you know, always grew up Republican and moved out here about 5 years ago and just, you know, found the liberal side of things and just amazing how entrapped a lot of minds are still.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
We just ignore so much of what's going on, you know, and just pay attention to our little world and just, you know, forget how easy we have it, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the secret, Matt, if I could give you some like somewhat older brother advice, is to enjoy life, you know, educate yourself consistently, do good for others, and have fun at the same time, and you will have a blast.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, have fun, Matt. Thanks for listening to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Well, God, John Turk, our ride here is almost over.
Yeah, did Matt say 25 well-off white guy?
Yeah. Why, we have a ton of women calling
us
right now.
Right?
We have a ton of women calling us. What about that Matt, Mario?
No, it's going to see some people with money are not, you know, all conservative.
No, absolutely. Listen, most people get, you know, for a lot of people, politics is like religion. They get born into, you know what I mean? You get born into a certain party, and then, you know, you never have to think outside of that. Matt is obviously, you know, somebody who's intellectually curious and is, like, listening to other stuff and going, wow, that sounds interesting. You know, let me check it out.
See, yeah, I grew up in a very conservative household, and I went to school that was quite liberal in its teachings. And so that's kind of where I kind of broke away from what my dad and my mom had, you know, told me the first 18 years of my life.
Yeah. You know, what was odd was that my father was... It was like socially, you know, as far as I don't know, that term is weird, but, you know, socially conservative, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, sex and stuff. Right? I guess all fathers are when they're talking to their kids, but, you know, but he was very economically, you know, liberal, and as far as international politics, you know, very, very liberal. So he was at, for that time, it was a strange, you know, mix.
Yeah, until I was 18, the only thing I knew about Dems was that they wanted to raise our taxes, Mario. That's all I had the idea of.
Well, you know, and I'll say something. That's our fault as Dems, because we weren't smart enough to utilize the same communication tools that basically, you know, the Repubs grew. This being one of them. Talk radio being, you know, probably the best and most powerful example of that. And that's on us. You know, that's on us, man. But you know what? We're roaring back. And it's, you know, between, you know, kind of fighting the fight on talk radio plus the internet has obviously given, you know, new ideas a big boost. So that's been great. Hey, John, once again, it's been a pleasure to be with you this week.
Same here, man. Ditto. Right back at you. I love
it. We hope we do it again. Say hi to Jay for me. And I want to thank the callers here. I love Colorado. This is Mario Solis Maric signing off for the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is 10 o'clock.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160. For your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-